I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that year. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Friday's edition of Chocolate City Radio with Chalk Mommy, Dahlia, and we have Jazzy Fantasies in the building tonight too. Now, this is going to be a crazy ass show because people are already on the line now. My co-hosts are on and everything like that, and the guest is going to be early. Normally everybody calls in at 10 o'clock. They so gangster, they setting their own time. Now, this week we've had a lot of shows. We did a show Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Let's back up. We did a show Saturday night. We did a show Tuesday night. We did a show Wednesday night. Here we are again tonight. And then I'm debating on if we're going to do another one tomorrow night. So, again, you know, I guess a lot of y'all can't get enough of this chocolate shit that's going on, the chocolate wave, Chalk Mommy, Caramel, Dahlia, Chocolate, Jazzy, and Chica, and whatnot. So, I haven't picked a topic for discussion yet for tonight. Ain't no telling what the fuck we're going to talk about or whatever. But, like I said, we got the Global Gangsters from Chicago on air tonight. I ain't even going to front. I knew that they were, like, you know, something to talk about. But I didn't know they were as big as, you know, they are. I guess the name Global Gangster should have been enough. But I'm not about to be sucking their dick on air tonight. I'm just giving them their props. And then I'm taking the fucking gloves off and they're going like, pow! We'll fuck them up on the air. Now I'm just laying. I'm going to bring in Jazzy, then I'm bringing in Dahlia, and we're just going to ride the fucking wave tonight. I'll bring both of them on at the same damn time. What's up, Dahlia and Jazz?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Doing good, yeah.
I have been thinking a lot about my girl-on-girl strap-on scene, and, you know, it's going to be pretty hot. That's all I can tell you. I already know what song I'm going to use in the background. Emmanuel Deonda, a.k.a. Manny Deonda, Do Something. That's going to be my shit playing in the background. Most definitely. That's what I'm going to be doing. Like, bitch, you make me want to do something. Come here! So, man, I am, like, so fucking tired. I'm so fucking mad. I go to child support court last month so I can start getting my child support for my ratchet-ass ex-husband. And the military don't even take it out this month. Like, what the fuck? So he has to pay it on his own, and that bitch is in Japan. So I'm like, wow. What are the odds of this? Like, I swear, like, the good guys, they get dogged out so fucking much with child support. But then when you come across a bad motherfucker, they go through all the fucking cracks and crevices.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the military was really strict on that kind of stuff.
They are.
It depends. The military, if you're in the good old boy system, then not really. And he's been in for 22 years, and he's, like, pretty high in rank. So if they kind of, like, overlook shit, you know what I mean? But it's all good. I ain't even tripping. This person is really trying to get in with us. Let me see who the hell this is on my line. And then we're going to talk about y'all little hot-ass heifers, because I know y'all got some shit to tell me. Last. The area code is 312. The last four is 6113. You're live on the air with Chuck Mommy, Dahlia, and Jazz. What the hell you want? Now I'm just playing.
What's up? This one is a Global Gangsters. It's the R&B Messiah. What's good?
Oh, my God. Is this the one that's always speaking me and he's being lost in the sauce and don't know what the hell we're talking about half the time?
Hey, y'all, when I look at my phone, there'd be so many tweets, like, going all the way down. I'd be missing some of them, so I had to go down my timeline to catch up with y'all. Y'all, you and JoJo be going ham, man.
Boo-boo, when it comes to anything with Chalk Mommy, you need to go ahead and just put me in your list, because ain't no telling what the fuck I'm going to say about you and your movement.
I ain't mad at you at all. What's good, though?
Nothing. How are you? You're the R&B singer, right?
Yes, sir. The R&B Messiah. Yes, sir.
Oh. I was told that you was going to sing live tonight.
I didn't know. I was told that. You know, I talked to my CEO, see if we can check for that.
Well, you know, I think he'll let it be okay. You know, JoJo isn't going to mind. JoJo is all about the teamwork and networking. And, you know, you pushing your mixtape so hard, before I listen to any fucking thing, I want to know if you can sing. So that's the perfect way to break the ice.
Oh, man, definitely that.
I mean, if I make you nervous, it's okay. I do that to a lot of people.
Oh, no, I ain't never that.
Sure?
Never that. You know, I definitely got to represent the city. Like I say, first and foremost, don't send a shout out to Chicago, stand up. You have to want to send a shout out to you for showing us love on the radio. You got to kind of excuse me. I'm driving at the same time while I'm doing an interview, so it's not like I'm trying my voice, but roll up my windows and get a little bit organized.
Yes, you know, I want you to pay attention. I don't want you to hurt yourself while trying to keep up with me.
No. I'm just getting on the expressway, you know. You know how Chicago driving is. If you ever been to Chicago.
Now, I haven't been up there. I'm waiting for you guys to invite me.
Yeah, you got to come up here. You got to come up here when we're doing one of our shows or something.
That would be perfect. That would be awesome. I'm trying to look at your picture now. Now, Dahlia and Jazz, this is Ghost the Great from Global Gangsters, and he's part of the the part of the movement that is like crazy. Like, I've had so many people tell me about these niggas. Like, I can't even front. Like, I thought they were artists, but I really didn't know that they were basically as official as they are. And I'm very honored that, you know, y'all fuck with me on Twitter. And it's crazy because me and JoJo know some of the same people. And it's not even the industry shit. He used to be in my fucking city. And when I was, like, at my prime hustling, and, you know, we, like, circles and, like, but they're so big at the same time.
Right. Okay. Okay.
You in your damn Twitter pigeon like you got a belly.
I mean, you know, I be going hard. You can follow me at Ghost Great. Follow us at Global Gangsters. You know, we work at Act Like It NT. Album drop on the 14th of August. We have our listening party on the 7th. That's where we are from the city. Come on out, show us love. It's gonna be a lot of DJs there. Shout out to DJ Fair, DJ Dub, DJ Moondog, all the DJs. Show us love. Anybody out there, don't be offended, but we shout out all the DJs in Chicago, Sean Mack, AO. You know, everybody's going, you know, we working, man. We got mixtape dropping, we got albums dropping, we got a couple of singles ready to drop before you get out. I was going to drop for the top of I am R&B, excuse me, for the top of the end of next year. So, but I'm going to drop a mixtape for that. So, I'm just going to be, people know me for doing hooks, but know me for working with artists such as Young Bird and Shauna and Capone. Shout out to them. Jay Stone, shout out to him. Shout out to my artists. Find me on that Twitter, aka Greg Rose, other artists at Roger Joe and Jim on just working, so film time. Just got shoot like 6 videos. Just dropped 2 up the other day. So we just working, man. Just working, you know. Not waiting on the label, moving already, so waiting for me to cut a big check until then. So working, doing what we do.
Now, for everybody that can't hear you, because you sound like you underwater. I mean, I heard you, but, like, your air, your window. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
So, my first question to you is, how long have you been singing?
Well, actually, I've been singing since I was a shorty. I started since I was in this choir called the Soldier of Chicago. If you ever Google them, Watch Women of Soul Chicago. Watch Women of Soul of Chicago. They're a world-renowned group. And they're from, like, all through the city of different south side, west side, suburbs, north side. They're all around. And you have to try out to be in the group. So, actually, my mom used to sing. You know, actually, she still sings. She's singing the choir. I actually got my singing from her. So, tried out for the choir, made it. You know, just started singing with them, but actually I was just learning because, with the choir, they just weren't doing no regular, you know, just choir singing in the church. We was actually singing, like, I've been sung for Bush singing at the White House for Christmas, at the White House for Christmas there. I've also just sung for a lot of gospel greats. I was in the Walker, the list go on and on for the gospel greats, but I was just, you know, learning then. On my technique, then I went to college. I really want to take it that seriously. I got back in tune in Chicago when I left college. Got back home, got in tune with Young Bird, Cap One, worked with Shauna when she first got a deal with them. So just soaking up the game, seeing how artists work, you know, in the studio, laying songs, writing songs, you know, things of that nature. And then, you know, here I am right now. You know, so I've been actually just working with them, you know, A&R for Bird. Assist the shadow, whatever she needs to do, you know, working the cap. So just looking at them, how they work FPS, how they approach a song, how they approach their work at the studio, you know, into what I am right now. So, you know, I just want to say a shout out to them. Shout out to JoJo Capone, definitely one of the hardest working CEOs in the game right now, independently. And, you know, just going to put 150% in. So, you know, it's a lot more in store. Future CPAs, you know, as an A&R, you know, I'm also a manager. I also have my own company, which is Rockstar Entertainment Music Group. That's my own company. We also do a number of things as far as booking, management, and obviously consulting. So, you know, working with JoJo, you know, building your brand, you know, just learning how to be a CEO. We also, you know, take pointers from him and that, you know. So, you know, we just working, man. I'm just trying to be an artist and a CEO, you know, my own company as well. So I'm trying to build my own brand, you know, my own name, you know, at the same time while building Global Gangsta Network like entertainment with JoJo as far as being an artist. As far as on that aspect. So, you know, it's just working, man. You know, shout out to Big Glass, C-Note, Chachi Pistol. Everybody's working on their own project. So, you know, it's we got a lot coming, so people going to be surprised.
Now, let me take a huddle with my girls. Do y'all have any questions for Ghost the Great? Just off that name should make y'all want to pop up and say something to him.
I think he covered it all. I mean, every question we probably would have had, he covered by himself.
No, he.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I already know. No.
So, since you called.
We're about to get gutted. Shit, he's funny.
See, I tried to give you a pass. I tried to save you.
No, but there is no saving. So, pretty much, you are great. So, would you consider saying that you're great in bed as well?
I mean, definitely I ain't to please. Yeah, I definitely do.
Okay.
I don't like to toot my own horn, but, you know.
Well, that's okay.
Well, what would she say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
What would she say? Would she say you're great in bed, or would she beg to differ?
My girl would definitely say I'm great in bed. Definitely.
Okay.
I
so that means you do have a girl, or if you had a girl.
No. I'm seeing somebody right now. I'm a serious relationship as we speak right now. So. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, you know how many motherfuckers come on the show and say they don't got a girl because it fucks up their image? I respect you so much just by you honestly saying. You have
they lie like that.
Yes. Yeah,
wow.
They do.
You gotta act like you don't know. Like,
I can't really keep up with the other single cats. I just do what I do, but I mean, honestly, it's the best policy. I mean, you know, I do represent the ladies. You know, I represent the guys. You know, I want to have something on the album field that's for everybody's relationship or going through a relationship or single. You know, we want to party and just, you know, enjoy life right now. So, I mean, I understand all that. Yeah, I don't have no reason to lie. But, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely
now,
satisfied.
With that being said, how long you and your girl been together?
A little bit over 4 years.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
4 years. Yeah. How many times have you licked her ass?
Oh, my God. Oh,
he's like,
God.
About 5 minutes ago. About five.
I'm not preferably an ass licker. I'm not preferably an ass licker. That's not good. I plead a fifth on that, but I aim to please. Put it like that. I aim to please. So I am a Gemini, so I mean, I am a freak. So I mean, so.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, y'all been together 4 years, so.
I mean, y'all have
a different respect for each other versus somebody you just met or somebody you just kind of seeing or just fucking with, you know?
Right, exactly.
It's different.
You know, you gotta spice it up, though. You know, sometimes you gotta change it up.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta take one for the team.
I don't know if I'm gonna take one for the team, but I'm gonna should definitely take one for the team.
So,
hey,
Ghost, have y'all been to a swingers club yet?
What you say?
Have y'all gone to a swingers club yet?
No, nah, we haven't went that way yet. I don't think I would dabble with that with somebody that I'm with, personally. If I was just kicking it with somebody, you know, it's just being, you know, risky and carefree.
But y'all are serious.
Yeah. That's not, I mean, different strokes for different folks, but I wouldn't want to share that. That's my personal. If I'm single, we kicking it like that. We gotta understand that that's who we are. We gonna both enjoy ourselves.
Okay, now my next question to you is, who would you like to work with out of the hottest people in the industry, or so they say? Jeezy. If you had a choice to work with these artists, who would you pick first to work with? Jeezy, Ross, 2 Chainz, Drake, T.I., or Jim Jones?
How many people can I pick?
Three. I'll give you three.
Oh, three. I definitely got to go with my man Tip. T.I., I definitely got to go with him. Shit. I can't lie, I gotta go with Jeezy. And who else, shout out to my man 2 Chainz. You know, I've known him as Titty Boy, you know, when I was working with Sean, when he first got to deal with Luda, I was working with him when he was Titty Boy with Player Circle. Shout out to Dollar Boy, you know, he done built his brand, built his name, so much respect to him. It'd probably be 2 Chainz, just because he's my nigga, and I know his story, and I wouldn't mind getting him on a joint. So yeah, but definitely Tip. We have to swag it out. Gotta be epic. Jeezy gotta be epic too. All three of them to be epic.
Okay.
All three of them bring something different. So yeah, all three of them. Shout out to all three of them.
Now, like, would you consider yourself to be a role model?
I wouldn't consider myself to be a role model as far as the eyes of the public, because I got my own child. He's 8 years old, so, I mean, only child that I feel like I'm responsible for is for my own. But, I mean, as far as me being built, you know, being born in Chicago and even with them Southside Chicago, you know, the youth, you know, that's our future. So, I mean, we, when I was growing up, I had neighbors that used to watch for me. You know, my mom was in the crib, you know, she'd tell me, hey, watch that. Or when my mom would come home, she'd tell on me, you know, so. I mean, you know, right now it's a different era right now. A lot of fathers ain't at the crib right now. A lot of guys get to the point where neither one of them at the crib, you know. So, I mean, it's just kind of fucked up, so to speak. But, I wouldn't mind being a role model. You know, I'm in the works right now trying to do some things for my community in Inglewood. You know, I've also done things for my community in Inglewood. Like, I protested and shut down what they call them pedophile houses. And they have a lot of people don't know, if you get online and check your area for pedophiles, you'll find out there's a lot of pedophiles in your area. So, you know, I used to work with a community called Inglewood Political Task Force, which was supposed to be neighborhoods, basically, try to get black people construction jobs. You know, a lot of guys got felons and stuff, get them jobs. Try to move little pedophile little houses and things of that nature out of the community and stuff, you know, build up my community instead of tearing it down when I was young, you know. So, I mean, I'm definitely all about giving back, you know. So, got all that stuff in the works in the future, so, but yeah.
Interesting. So, your home team is just going to let you, like, ride by yourself tonight?
I don't know what's going on.
That's fucked up. They sent you to be triple teamed by me and my bad co-host.
I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
I'll take your joke on that, like, nobody's called, nobody else called
in. I'll hit JoJo in a minute, but, you know, I'm waiting for you to go ahead and give me the, we're waiting for you to give us a few bars or something.
A few bars?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna get you right.
He taking a shot, y'all.
Yeah, I love you. Yes, I do. Truly love you. Yeah.
Hold on, the police driving by. But yeah, that's a little bit something. Gotta excuse me, little horse. I've been working on the mixtape, the album, so I'm actually just leaving the studio on the way to pick up the wifey, so to speak, right now in traffic.
Oh, that is so sweet.
So, you know, I took time out of my busy schedule to show people that's definitely showing me love on the music side, so.
Wow. Ladies, y'all got something else to say to him?
I'm just listening. Like his voice is like, his voice is relaxing me. Like, you know, y'all know I am never this quiet. And I'm just over here in La La Land just like,
Man, you in La La Land because you like busted it up before calling into the damn show.
Oh,
bitch,
my God.
I don't need you to get them cameras out my house. Because you show right. That's why I'm relaxed. But his voice is just relaxing and I'm chill as fuck.
He definitely sounds like an R&B singer.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a little older cat, so I mean, you know, I'm gonna put a little bit of old with the new flavor, you know. Shout out to Drake, you know, Trey, Chris, you know. Hopefully, I see some of them cats in 2 weeks. Hopefully, to go to LA in 2 weeks. Shout out to Sincere, he's part of Global Gangsters, one of the number one promoters down there in LA. So we finna go down there and do it big for my girl's 30th birthday. So shout out to Candace, follow her at Candace Hill. I tweet y'all a picture of her so y'all can be like, oh, okay. Okay, so, I mean, you know.
Well,
we just working, man.
Today because it looks like some of your little gangsta cohorts have popped up. And and I do say pop up, you know. You had to go ahead and, you know, get triple team real quick, you know. Well, for
okay.
The little pop up and shit.
I got my team for to come in and get you now. Oh my God,
ladies, did y'all hear how she just because JoJo and them on the fucking line like a little while ago, he was being off.
He got hella cocky real fast, right? But it's cool.
Because
all that'll get shut down real quick.
Yes, let me go ahead and bring JoJo on. And in case y'all don't know who JoJo is, JoJo said some real ratchet shit to me on Twitter one night. He told me he would knock the ink off my tattoo. That's how.
I see that. He did that. He went ham on that one.
Fuck that shit. I'll grade Mr. Ink Knocker off.
Got on the line, huh? He was like,
Yeah, man. Triple P.
I'm not worried about that GG Globe, you know, that gangster shit. Fuck that. I ain't worried about all that. We got JoJo Capone on the line, and then I'm going to bring in another gangster with the last four, 7152.
That's JoJo Capone. Yeah. You got Pistol Pete on, you got Ghost. I think that was Chachi or C-Note. So we on here.
And that means what?
Hello?
And what does that mean?
That we ready for the world. We taking over.
Oh. Y'all gonna take over the world.
That's right. We taking over Chachi. We taking over your airways right now.
That's some Pinky in the Brain type stuff right there.
it's a global invasion.
But everybody,
that's right.
Just have the global gangsters from Chicago on the line. And before y'all start wondering why the hell they got gangsters at the end of their name, from my understanding and my research, they have really earned that name. And if you've ever gone to Chicago and fuck with them or call them to make sure it's okay for them to touch down, you know what the fuck I mean. And I think I scared JoJo and he hung up.
But somebody got a lot of wind or something in the background. I can't really hear what's going on. I don't know if they're on speaker.
That's your boy.
That's
Ghost. Yes. Ghost. I'm starting to think Ghost trying to sabotage the movie.
I got you, my bad.
Yeah. It sounded like air conditioners. Y'all, you know, we see some everywhere. Ghost probably on the block. Ghost probably on the block right now.
He's on his way to pick up wife.
He's about to get booed up, huh?
Yeah. You too gangster to be booed up, JoJo.
Yeah, I ain't going.
Dahlia, have you seen him? Have you seen what JoJo right?
Let me see. Baker fam? Lil Joe on Twitter?
No. Global gangsters.
Let me see.
Now, you haven't seen him because as soon as you see him, you'll be like, oh, shit.
Oh, okay, JoJo Capone.
Yeah. CEO. Yeah. So what do you got going on?
Go ahead and tell everybody about yourself. And, I called in to listen to JoJo on an interview this week, and yo, that shit fucked me up because he's doing an interview and there's gunshots in the background. And I'm like, wow, I wanted to hit the floor. And he's still doing his damn thing, like, okay, like that shit ain't nothing. I'm like, wow, he's gangster for real.
You thought it was the 4th of July again, bitch.
Hell yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute. And then when she's like, oh, those gunshots, he's like, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. She's like, well, those gunshots. I'm like, yeah. Hey, that's why they nicknamed the Chirac.
That's okay. I don't think I want to come there now.
No, we know how to keep you in the safe zone. You wouldn't be around.
Oh, well, Joe, if I come there, are you going to stay with me and be my personal security guard?
For sure. I'm going to be like a tattoo all over your body.
Wait a minute, I can be like a tattoo all over my body when you said you're going to knock the ink off of it.
Hey, it's a double-edged sword. Your girl quiet. I don't think she was ready for this tonight.
Who, me? I'm listening to y'all. I'm just over here in awe because I remember seeing that tweet about the gunshots, but I thought she was joking.
Oh. Right. Yeah. We was doing an interview, and it was like 100 shots went off. So I had to apologize to the listeners.
You said that like you was proud of it, like, yeah, that's how we do around here.
No,
we just shoot every goddamn thing up.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're immune to it. That's why they call it Chirac. It's sad, but it's true, you know. Instead of the city being grateful that we got a black president and he's from our city, they got us as a murder capital, so it's crazy. Bunch of lost lives just lost and it's senseless. It's a lot of senseless crime, but like I say, we don't make the guns, but they drop them off in our neighborhoods, and don't nobody wanna feel like, you know, take the stand and say we don't want them in our neighborhoods, because when you refuse them, somebody else is accepting them. So now you become the victim. So it's like, you know, it's messed up. But we lose a lot of lives due to that gun violence. And it's like you would think the government sees and stop all kind of other things, but they not stopping the makers, the gun ban, you know what I'm saying, because of the Right to Bear Arms Act, you know, so in an amendment. But they, you know, they change and make changes to the amendments all the time. So I don't see why they can't do that now for something that would save a life.
Well, perhaps it's not nearly as important. It's not on their to-do list, if you will, right? Because
but
why
it
not
is.
Allow
but look,
us to kill each other off?
But look, it's not even an ethnic group situation anymore. You know, you got Caucasians going in the theaters killing each other. So you know, going in the theaters killing each other. So maybe I don't want to be the one that say if it's five or six more Columbine incidents, maybe they'll stop the ban or they'll ban guns then.
I don't think so. And the reason being is because I think you're right. It's not necessarily an issue of white or black, but I think it's an issue of demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's just face it, since the beginning of time, dating all the way back to slavery days, right? You were looked at according to how much money you made. So if you were white, you were either a slave owner, didn't agree with it at all, or a sharecropper. And if you were a sharecropper, the only thing that separated you from slaves was the fact that you was white. So they still treated you the same way. They didn't like you because you didn't have money. You wasn't in that demographic. So I don't think it's necessarily black or white. I think it's an issue of social class. White people can be viewed the same way as we are, depending upon what their social class is.
I don't know. I think Jim on that. I think it's hellish. I think why ban guns? They want us to kill each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean the rules and the deck and the cards are not in our favor as far as being black. It's just not. I mean, I'm not blaming none on man or nobody like that. We are responsible for our own individual actions. You know, but I mean, you know, sometimes you just see the favors. It's just not really in our hands. And I mean, I believe in the right to bear arms. I mean, I don't think they should take our right to bear arms. It's not the guns that kill people. It's the people with the guns. You know what I'm saying? But I do agree. It's not when it's come to killing. It's really not a black or white issue or Hispanic or Asian or whatever issue. It's the person who actually has the gun. You know, are you getting the gun to protect your family, or are you getting the gun to take it to the brain and go duck hunt or whatever you're doing? You know, are you taking it to rob or and hurt or do something with it? You know, so it's really on the person that has control of the firearm. So I mean, we'll be going about back and forth all day about that debate, though. But I think I definitely think it's not in our favor.
So I have a question for you guys. Earlier, you said that you represent for kind of like, you know, the older crowd, right? The people that are still in the game, been in the game for a long time, still making good music. Do you feel like there should be any age limit to the industry?
Well, me personally, no, I don't. I mean, you can't be talent. I mean, just like American Idol and all these competitions, these people. Some of these people, you know, if they didn't have the opportunity, they'd probably be still working for somebody else, something like that. But, you know, I mean, talent always prevails. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you're 18, 10 years old, 31, 38, 40, no, 50. If you have true talent, it'll prevail. So, I mean, that's one thing about music. It's always something new. It's always something fresh. It's always something creative. That somebody's coming out with that's unique. So, I mean, it's a rule for everybody as far as the age group, I think. I think it just depends on the artist, you know. Some artists can't keep up with the times, you know. So it's always something new that's evolving in the music and dancing and hip-hop and R&B and pop rock is something always evolving. So, I mean, you know, you just have to keep up with the times. You know, some people can, some people can't. Some people get hits that they ain't got to drop albums no more. They can just go on tour for years and still have that type of fan base that grew up on it. So, I mean, it just really depends on what the artist, what he believes in, or, you know, what they bring to the table as far as musical, you
that depends on whatever it is, rap, R&B, pop, rock, it don't matter what it is, whatever it is. So, I definitely don't think it's no age limit on it.
JoJo, I have a question for you. What actually made you get into the music and just create your own global movement? Like, what inspired you to do it? Like, was it like you was tired of seeing other people that really didn't have talent do it? Or you felt like, yo, I can do this shit and make it, take it to a different level where I'm going to set my own trend?
Well, basically, I come from a city. I come from a city of leaders. It was gang leaders and crime leaders, but that's the city I come from. So I'm a leader within my own right. So when I, actually one of my little cousins, he used to win like talent shows. Rest in peace, Cold Black. He was a part of the first group I had, Mind, Body, and Soul. And but how that went, he came to me like, "Cuz, though I'm hot, why don't you invest in me?" You know what I'm saying? And I was like, okay, well, let me hear you. He started rapping, and I'm like, damn, he good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I like the dude. I like him. I like what he's doing. So then I start, going to his talent shows and things like that. And because before that, I was going to just Freaknicks and Jack the Rappers and all that. You know what I'm saying? So I just was just running around with Puff and the Lighty Brothers and all these dudes like Jimmy Henchman and everybody. We was just, meeting up at all the type of events like that. So when he told me, I'm hot, invested to me, which meant that I would have had to start a label. So I came up, I used to have a little saying, act like it, it just say like, he tell me he hot, like, I'm hot, I can out-rap anybody. And I'll just be like, well, act like it. Don't tell me about it. Act like it was like a statement. Show me better than you can tell me. So he'll walk into a crowd, get to rapping, and if he win, in the battle, I'm like, damn, okay. And now I'm like, okay, well, this is going to be the name of my label. So we start Act Like an Entertainment. So now, actually, that was the name. I was tossing around the name, which name the name the company. So Puff actually, the one, Diddy actually, the one told me to start the label. So when I posed the name, he's like, okay, that's cool. So we in New York, I come back to Chicago. I'm like, when I get back to the Chi, y'all, we going to hit the studio. So now I got to find the routes, like which studio I'm going to work with and this and that. So we started putting a project together. But Cold Black was from the east side of Chicago, Surf Guard City, my neighborhood. And then Rello, rest in peace, Rello, and C-Note was from my project, out of B. Wells. So what I did was made them a group, And it was like Black was the mind because he was a thinker. Like, you can tell in his raps, he thought he had a deep thought process. And then C-Note, he a big dude. Y'all will see he like a big, energetic, Busta Rhymes type guy. So he was the body. And then Rello was like a dark, like he had them dark verses, that like a dark guy. So he was the soul. And I made a mind, body, and soul of the group. So then from that point, I had wound up getting a distribution deal with some brothers out of New York. And actually me and Juvenile was putting out Skip Hollygrove album over there. So we did that. We were the first to sign on with them. And we put out the first album, Capone. So once I got back from New York, it was like, go to the studio, let's create some songs. Then now we got to do features. And actually all of them guys was already, they was like little dudes that walked through the projects with their notepads, or see them in ciphers. But, I was just a regular street dude, just, shooting dice or gambling. And I see them walking past with notebooks, notepads in their hands and look like they talking to themselves. So, just unbeknownst that they was really had it in them. So when I took the initiative to go strong with it, that's what, birthed the label. I'm like, well, I knew who to grab once I was ready to pursue it. And basically that birthed Act Like an Entertainment. And from that point, I was promoting shows. I had like Nelly, Lil' Kim, Mobb Deep, Eve, Memphis Bleak. Like, that was like my first shows, and I did them in Philly and Baltimore. So, and two arena shows. So after that, like, I took them, so they performed, opened up in front of, arena crowds. So now from that point, I was embedded in the game then. So now when I got back from off the shows, I had some songs. We had like 9 records that was recorded. I shot back up to New York, linked up with Diddy. He listened to the music. Like, actually, the music was playing. Because Shine, at this time, Shine, they was doing like a Bad Boy promo tour. So I was just playing the music. Me, Mark, Curry, and Shine, we was in the front. Puff and them was playing poker in the kitchen. So the music on, and I just see Diddy doing his little Diddy bop. So I'm like, damn, okay, now I know I got something going, you know. So I'm smiling to myself. I'm like, okay. So he comes in there. Now, they gambling. They playing like $25,000 a hand or better, you know, on blackjack. So he come and was like, who is this? I'm like, this my artist. I done put it together. He like, I like this. So I'm like, cool. So now Shine, like, put this song on repeat. Actually, the song was Who the Hottest. If y'all go to YouTube and pick up Mind, Body, and Soul, search Mind, Body, and Soul, Who the Hottest, that was actually the song that the first video that we shot. But we shot Get That and Who the Hottest. And it was sad because, like, I actually was grateful to get Oprah Winfrey to let me rent her cameras, you know what I'm saying, because I had $1 million lenses in the projects. That was unheard of. Like, nobody had never done that, you know, but she let me use the cameras. My partner, Sam McQueen, he helped me direct the video, Get That and Who the Hottest. So and he was a producer on the Oprah show. So I came in the game really like just being a street dude and meeting and mingling with head honchos in the game. So now he got these cameras, the projects looking like Harpo Studio. Like, what's going on? Oprah coming there over here? You know, like, they just tripping, and they seeing these exotic cars pulling up, and they just wondering, like, what's going on? We shooting a video, it's lights, camera, action. But now Rello was able to do Get That. So, you know, he was so happy and excited, and it was some jealousy, of course. You know, so while we shooting a video and having a great day and a great occasion, we didn't know it, but that same day, like, we shot the video, Rello got murdered that same night, the same day of the video shoot. So when I put out the video shoot and I submitted it to, like, I don't want to say Jukebox because I don't think it was Jukebox at the time, but maybe it was, I don't know. But when I sent it to BET, I know, no, it was, what did BET have at night? What it came with?
Uncut,
right. So when I was sending it, submitting it to them, to Tuma and them over at BET, you know, they was reading the text, and they like, damn, you know, we see that, because I had the text, the video started at just say 8 o'clock a.m., and then it says at 9 o'clock p.m., by the time the video went off, that Rello was found murdered, you know what I'm saying? And then I put like a text, I think, stop the violence or something. So now that just created an uproar, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Because we, of course, we're an independent group, independent company, but I was a known dude. So they like, man, did that really happen? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, because at the time, I think Left Eye, Big Pun, and just all the videos of the artists that died, it was ending like that. So I was in that wave. You know, it was kind of like, is this a publicity stunt? Is this serious or for real or what? So, you know, actually, BET, I had to send in the obituary, you know, like, yeah, this was a real deal. But, you know, so then that next day we had, because we had the video shoots that whole weekend, so that next day we had to do Who the Hottest, so which made a lot of people thought that I birthed my career as an artist myself, but it wasn't. I just was lip-syncing basically Rello's verse because he was deceased, because I'm like, damn, this was this dude. This dude was like the Tupac of the group, like, he wanted it. He was gonna drop 100 records a day. Like, he was just a beast, Rello. So, and I'm saying to myself, like, this the biggest part of his life and his career. I know he wouldn't miss this video shoot, because I was texting him in that night, like, man, be ready, be on point in the morning, you know, so we can shoot. And he never responded. So I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? And I remember him calling me after the fact, like, man, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you done that. I'm overwhelmed. He like, to be honest, I thought it was probably going to be some camcorders, this and that. Like, you know, just feeling like I was a street dude with some bread and with no know-how. But when he seen that camera crew came out, he was like, man, he was like, I'm so happy. He was full of joy. And then to hear that my man got, you know, basically tricked off somewhere and shot in the bathtub on, like, the 17th floor on the project, that was like, it was crushing, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically, it's all spiraling out of jealousy. So, you know, it was just a sad occasion. And they left C-Note, you know what I'm saying, which birthed the record that we have now featuring Ghost the Great, Moving On. You know, when y'all hear it or see the video for it, that's basically like, that's the introduction to the whole birth of the label. That's in C-Note verse on the song Moving On we got. So, you know, and then from that point, because Black, now I didn't get to tell y'all the story with him. Cold Black had wound up dying from an asthma attack. He had asthma real bad. But you couldn't, you know, he had it where he used to have to use the mask, the shots, and everything. But the boy couldn't put down cigarettes and a blunt to save his own life. You know what I'm saying? So he wound up having a heart attack after we got back off a tour. And he went to, an asthma attack in Memphis. And he didn't tell us, but the girl that he went to visit called me and told me, like, keep a close eye on him because he had an attack down here. But he was, like, just, he feared more than anything of to say he didn't want you to find out that happened to him because you was going to be upset and all that. You know, because I'm telling him, why is you study smoking if you know what I'm saying, that your asthma is just bad? So when I told him, of course, and then, like, I think a week or so later, he passed. So that was a blow to me, you know. So Black died. Now that left C-Note and Rello to complete the album. So, you know, the Homer Capone came out. We dedicated to the Black. Cold Black, actually, he was on a few songs on it, so, you know, his legacy was able to move, you know, and go on. But I just been through a lot through this industry. So now he was the guy that was rushing everything, like, when we get back, we got to record records. And, you know, I was really, you know, being consulted by him because this is what he was doing, you know. This is what he was a part of. He was a full-fledged artist. So, you know, so I was like, okay. And he was like, we all need to get tattoos and this and that. So we all got tattoos. Like, I had some girls, D.O.D., the Divas of Destruction. Kanye used to love their rap pattern. Like, I remember sitting on the couch with Kanye. He's like, man, I want them around me to teach me how to rap. Like, I love how they rap. These girls were monsters, but they was like the Brat, some younger the Brat type, you know, like the Brat and the Boss. If y'all remember the female rapper Boss, it was like two of them. And, so, yeah, man, so I just been through a lot in this game. But, you know, with the tattoos and all that, I feel like when I lost them two members, I had to keep the legacy going. I couldn't just give up. And with this game, it's a make or break you type of game because, you know, you have those that's in the game. It's stiff competition. They don't want you in. So we can have all the right music. And if y'all, like, even date our music and listen to our music, like, on go to datpiff.com, search Global Gangsters, y'all are here from whichever year them albums was released and compare them to the music that was out of those that had major deals, y'all can vibe with our music and see, like, we really was just ahead of our time with everything. So now it's like, it seemed like, the, you know, then what I, so now, okay, boom, Mind, Body, and Soul, you put that to rest because two members left and it leaves C-Note. So now you got that. So now I come back to my neighborhood. And that's Sircon City on the east side. So now you got Pistol Pete, you got Big Blash, you got Chachi, you know, and it's like, man, so now I was used to the group thing. So I'm like, okay, the movement, Global Gangsters. Of course, you know, that's a mind frame. Gangsters do what they want, suckers do what they can. So we stick with the moniker Global Gangsters. Now we doing 32 city tours, and we knee deep in the game. We being respected by artists that sign in the industry, you know, they doing features with us and all that. So it just let me know that, okay, I got a knack for picking talent. And because I am a dude that keeps it a real, to keep it 100, and you can catch me in the streets or in the projects or wherever, of course, I'm like I consider myself a young Quincy Jones. Because Quincy Jones from Chicago out of our projects. But, you know, of course, when Quincy got to making all the millions, he wasn't in the projects no more. So it's like I got the ear for the music of the talent that's around, and that's why a lot of the time I'm going to get some of the best of the artists in the city because they're going to bring it to me. They'll bring it to me first because they can catch me.
Wow.
You know, so that's what, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like you got Pistol Pete
with the Global Gangsters, all of the solo artists. But,
you know, I just put them in a group by me being indie. It makes it easier for me to, you know, push them like that. So, actually, I'm wrapping up now. Pistol got a show tomorrow in Orlando. So I got a red-eye flight in the morning. So we just over here in that studio getting a show CD. And life goes on. So we just shot, like, I direct our own videos and all that. So Ghost just done. Ghost was, like, doing his Hook King thing. Like, anything that, any records came out that you needed that sing on and want them to, you know, swag it out, you get Ghost. But then Ghost said he going to put him a whole album together. So, you know, everybody's sitting back waiting to hear how, you know, how it's going to sound. Because he got the talent, you know what I'm saying? So now he's just waiting on him to finish it up. I just did a digital distribution deal. So I'm about to do the new No Limit. I'm going to be dropping an album every month. So right now we're going to promote Rhyme of Crime album dropping 8/14 for this year. So we're doing a album release party on the 7th out here in Chicago.
With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play one of your singles that Boss Lady sent me, and it's called Boss of My City featuring Mano.
Okay, shout out Mano.
Now money in the thing to a B-O-S-S. She coming to my suite, her B-F just left. Yeah, you don't see he just fresh. Cali Kush laid back, P-U-F-F. I'm finna check a million on these goofy niggas. And ask Chilla Dick Willie in his Gucci slippers. We do teams like the new Bulls and do the Clippers. The fourth quarter's a slaughter, how do you deliver? They done let me in this game, now it's over lame. I won't stop spitting like my mouth full of Novocaine. You thought them globals was over, cause some roaches came. Ain't nobody stopping this train, give me an open lane. Choo choo, we the new crew. GG, boo boo, now welcome to the new school. Facebook, World Star, YouTube, if you was the boss of your city. Boss of my city, boss of my city.
Real G, street kid, pistol, T-Rom, 3-1.
throughout their lifetime that they fall victim to what society says that they should be. So I appreciate the fact that you have such a concept of self, and as opposed to being a part of the problem, you're really working towards doing something better.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, that's why, and we got, like, we don't, you know, it's like our name, Global Gangsters, but at the same token, we got to try to shake the stereotype of the word gangster that they trying to, you know, not give us light on, you know what I'm saying? They too busy focusing on the name instead of the message that we giving, you know? So that's just a thing that we dealing with right now, you know, trying to service MTV and BET with, like, videos or something. You know, it's like, you know, you don't want to lose your appeal to your fan base. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay.
Oh, he on that raggedy ass phone.
Yeah, yeah, you know, y'all can make a record called Celebrate Life, and everybody should, you know, want to listen to that record or listen to that message, opposed to just how many bricks I'm selling and how many pounds of weed and how many niggas I shot. Like that's just self. That's that genocide music. That's what I call genocide music. But, you know, it's kind of like the powers that be. That's the money. That's what they want to give us money for, you know. And it's sad to say, like, even with Lil Chief Keef, he getting so much slack right now because of the type of music that he's making. Like, they put him on a front page newspaper. Just last year, just a few months ago, didn't nobody know who he was. But now he get a deal for $3 million or however much it was. Now y'all putting him on the front page of a newspaper and saying he making, you know, killer music or whatever. But the Grateful Dead rock groups, listen to the name with that, Grateful Dead. You think they getting any slack? No. Like, they only target us and zero in on us because it's like, of course, hip-hop, basketball, being an athlete is really like our way out of the ghetto of seeing something big. Other than that, the 9-to-5 jobs is considered still modern day slavery. So because we all have that independent mind frame, you know, and can reap the real benefits, they don't want us, you know, to do it. So now they want to try to oversaturate the market with a certain sound of music. And if, like, we've been doing that dumb it down type music, we was doing that, you know what I'm saying, years ago. But they didn't want to pick up on it. So now you'll give a person a deal, you know what I'm saying, now, though. You know, so it's like for the same music we was making years ago. So, you know, it's just let me know that, you know, it's the trickery in the game that they play. And for me, it's not that we wasn't big stars or whatever. It's just you couldn't fuck me over. I wasn't signing no fuck you over deals. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we didn't sign to a major, because we wasn't going to be enslaved to nobody. It wasn't that our music wasn't hot or this and that, but when we independent, we able to do what we want to do. And the type of guys that we dealing with, they are guys that need their freedom to do what they want to do, you know, with their artistry. So, and that's what I like. I'm about freedom of expression, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we doing it.
Wow. Now, I got to think of my next question because I want to see how we're going to look at it.
Yeah.
I want to see how. Okay, now, like, how much bullshit do y'all really get caught up in because of y'all name? You know what I mean? I know it brings a lot of slack, and then you got motherfuckers that feel like, oh, just with the game, with the name and everything like that, not really knowing where the fuck y'all come from. Has anybody ever just got out of pocket and tried y'all?
Excuse me, y'all. I was dropping off some guys from the studio. I didn't get to hear that question.
Okay. With the name Global Gangsters and people not really knowing that your background and everything like that, how many dumb people have actually tried you just because they felt like, you know, they was just stupid trying to make a name for themselves?
Oh, I ain't never got tested. I can't even lie to you about that. No, ain't nobody never tested me. Like, never. I never went through that. You know what I'm saying? The police ain't even testing me shit. So I know ain't no local, the regular dudes going to try nothing. Like, I don't go through the tough man contest thing. Like, it, the proof is in the pudding with me. It's like it's nobody that don't know about me or where I come from or how I get down or what I would and wouldn't do. Like, I never been the guy to test, even a kid. Like, I never was that dude. I was the dude that, you know what I'm saying, the parents said, stay away from him. He's serious. He the serious kid. My nickname was Demon Boy, so that'll just let you know alone. My nickname was Demon Boy, so I ain't had them issues. And not glorifying.
I can see that. I can see your ass being evil. Matter of fact, I can see your ass being evil. Hold that thought, because I got a surprise for you.
Okay. You got a surprise, huh?
Yeah, the better half of the radio show, Hood Environment, is on the line himself.
Oh, not my boy Drag to the Dash.
Yo, what the deal, dog? Was chill with
not my boy. What's up, boy?
I was good with you, man. What's going on with you, dog?
You got it. It's been a minute, man. I just actually, when I was up top, I was trying to reach you. Did I see D? I think I called D or seen D. And I was trying to get a line on you when I was up there. But I know I can get it now. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. And actually, y'all, we got, believe it or not, the music we got is so timeless. We got a record with Drag that we can put out right now as a single, and the record still fire. He probably don't even remember his verses. But the record right now, if we put it out right now and shot a video for it, everybody would just think it was a brand new record right now. Like, this one we so ahead of our time.
Hell yeah, word up. And shout out to my man Big Blast on that joint, too. Big Blast went in. That's the big homie right there, too.
Yeah, y'all went in on that record, man. And it's funny because Drag, what I was doing, I had did an Earth by Turf volume 1 and 2. And actually, you know what I'm saying, like all our features, I was using them as the for that album. But I tried to release it and was gonna put it on iTunes, but for some odd reason, you know, they wanna send the independents through all the red tape and won't clearance sheets and all this. So I'm like, man, whatever, man. Like, you know, everybody had their credit. You know, everybody had their credit on each feature. So all I would have had to do was call everybody and say, hey, man, check your publishing or hit ASCAP and let them know about the project. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody had their credit. You know what I'm saying? So with that album, it was Drag on there, Jay Mills, Rick Ross, Mac 10, GLC, you know, like all our media family who we rock with, you know what I'm saying, and we did music with, we didn't want none of our records to go to waste. So that's why it made sense to do an Earth by Turf album, Global Gangsters, and threw them on it. And actually, Saigon just called me and told me, let's do that again, like we need to do it again, because I just got a digital distribution deal, so I'm up with it. You know, as long as I'm in tune with all our people and everybody send their verses in and, you know, we do songs, like, it's whatever. Like, I always wanted to be the dude that didn't do what everybody else do, rock you to sleep. Oh, when we get on, we're going to reach back. And 4 or 5 years will go by and you don't see them or hear from them. You know what I'm saying? But you'll hear from them if they get caught up in a jam. So like I just wanted to be that dude that never done that to my people. Like I don't understand that. Like we say hit them with the remix. I don't like that. Like that's I don't like that. Cause we got a lot going on in life. You know, people got things they trying to raise their children or whatever, and everybody on a different agenda. It's like, but they telling you what you want to hear for you to, you know, help them out in their situation. But then when it's time to they ain't nowhere to be found. So I just cut a lot of ties, man. And Drag, like I say, you still here, so congratulations on everything you got going on. We need you on that big screen more, though, man, because that's where the real money at, too.
Yeah, man, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just working on my album and all that right now. Once I drop that, that's gonna definitely put me back in position. But you already know, dog. Man, listen, dog, Hood Environment, Global Gangsters, Rag On. I'm like, you trying to say, hey, you got verses from me, dog, all day. You trying to say, all you gotta do is email me and let me know what verse I gotta do. And it's done, dog. You already know, you family for life.
Right, for sure. And see that's the thing. Like, the guys that need to be in the game wholeheartedly, we just caught up with a lot of other things, but once we get in, like, we gonna be able to structure the industry. That's what the dudes that's out now not able to do. They're not able to structure the industry. So, yep. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just, you know, whatever's selling, that's the type of music that they doing. They're not caring about overall, you know, how things will play out, or that we the murder capital right now, and you give the guy the deal that's saying bang, bang, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we love the music. He's a kid himself. But for me, I would want the little dude to do some better music, and it's not nothing that, like, I'm going at his head or nothing like that, because I tell them all to their face, like, I just want the best for y'all. So it ain't no hating. I'm not in no situation where I ain't eating and I got to hate on nobody. I'm not in a situation. He got a deal, we got a deal too. They might give him bonus up front, but I'm going to see more off my deal. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, when you say certain things, you got to watch it in this game, because they want to twist your words up and turn it into something else. But I just wish the best for everybody. But, you know, Nas got a good album out right now. So, you know, that's why every interview I've done, I shot Nas out, because just to give you some different sound of music.
All right, that's what's up, man.
This is interesting, because we got Global Gangsters, Mr. Hood Environment, Drag On, live on the air. I mean, I knew he was coming, but it still kind of, like, shocked me and shit. But he told me he was coming, because, you know, this is our shit now. So it's like, JoJo, don't think I'm going to be nice because Drag is on the phone. I'm just trying to get my shit together. I'm going to get you, but I'm just trying to get everything in a nice format.
Hey, Drag, I keep telling her, man, she better keep putting that little pretty voice to work, man, and stop trying to bully me, man. Chuck, your voice too sexy to be a bully, baby.
Well, you know, working with the fireman, I got to bring some heat my damn self. So. You know what? Fuck y'all. I'm ready to get on the track. I don't got time to play with other people's children tonight. So I'm ready to play Another Great Life by Global Gangsters featuring Ghost.
Thank you. party every night like tomorrow is dancing. Girl, you look just like my queen. And I'm sleeping close at night. I want everything. It ain't about money. It ain't about ice. It's about having fun. Celebrate life. Problems never come. So we party tonight. No worries, no problems. Just celebrate life. Just celebrate life. Tomorrow's never promised. So we party tonight. Tomorrow's never promised.
Oh, hey, it's your birthday. Rosé champagne when you're thirsty. We bigger men, so let's get it in. Game time, my nigga, so let's get a win. I'm living in a better crib, doing big things, things I never did. I'm on a yacht with K-Slay, it's great running. That's what they say. Ooh, Keisha, Nene, and KK. They all bad and they all with my baby. I might make a sex tape like Rachel. She on the Johnson and now me April. Oh, I can party like a rock star. Hot dollars, hot girls, and hot cars. I can never ever hate on no man. And you ain't got a power to keep your own.
My niggas, man. I ain't gonna front. I ain't hear from JoJo and them niggas in a minute, like, you know what I'm saying? For real. So
Aww.
I definitely just want to just welcome them on the show, like, you know what I'm saying, for real. I'm blessed just to be a part of the show, so let them, you know, to be on the show and then at the same time link up with my niggas. Man, listen, it's all gravy, man. Word.
Yeah, let me put you on drag. I can find you, kidnap you, and put you on stash.
All
right. That boy Boz went crazy. I'm like, this is my shit. And you know what, drag? By me having all the music, I just be still putting shit on CD, riding, listening. And that's
what?
Why, like, I tweet every now and then, so people know, like, man, the old shit we got is killing this shit, man. It's like, but I don't know. We got to get all the way 10 toes down in the game, man. And you know, showing what it is. Yeah, you're on Blast. I went crazy on that shit. Blast, I would have thought Blast would have called in by now. Ghost, you might got to text him. Text him or something.
All right, I'm going to hit
him. Yeah, because Blast usually be on the spot.
But
so,
he been seeing our tweet. I probably intimidated him. You know what I'm saying? I do that to people.
Man, Blast got 2-3 phones. I don't know what Blast got going on. Blast is changing up. He kept going from HTC to iPhone. I don't know what Blast got going on.
Okay.
I don't know what Blast is doing. I don't know. Once that iPhone came out, I couldn't do it. You know, I had to stay with iPhone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Blackberry. I know there's a lot of Blackberry lovers, but I don't know. I ain't never liked Blackberry.
Oh, JoJo, this is Jack.
I have a question for you. So I know you said you have all this high-tech equipment, right? You're shooting these high-quality videos, doing it real big. So are you going to be shooting the Chalk Mommy official Get It In video?
You say shoot an official Get It In video?
Yes, she's doing this fantastic video. As a matter of fact, you probably should just put it together for the mini birthday clip. You know, her birthday is coming up real soon. So I feel like we should just, you know, make it happen and shoot, like, a mini video clip for her, kind of introducing her to this new atmosphere, make it real high-tech and fancy-like.
Well, yeah, we can do that. I'll be proudly directed.
Wow.
Now we just got to find you some big booty girl shop to go on this video.
Yeah, treatment.
Well, no, I wear
that shouldn't be hot. That shouldn't be
hot. So.
That should be hot.
No, I'm not with the strap on. But.
Well, my co-host got a big ass. I mean,
yeah.
Yes, she does.
Titty. So, Dahlia has a big ass, and I'm just a petite chick, so I propose, since these motherfuckers want to throw me out under the bus and shit like that, I propose that Dahlia comes into the movie and she be the first chick I use a strap-on on, and then after I bust her open, I just
put
titties. I think that would be hot. You can direct that, and then Dragon can break the hot-ass, you know, background music talking about my fucking game with the strap on. See,
I'm riding around and I'm fucking. I'm riding around and I'm fucking.
I didn't volunteer to be in this video. I just said I thought it was a good idea. Now,
I mean,
I've already volunteered.
I'm not getting no strap-on. I'm not getting no strap-ons ran through me or anything like that. But I could be in the back twerking at something.
Okay. Right. Then we're going to have a sign in the back that says Jazzy Fantasies, Toys Used. So, you know, it works out for everybody.
Y'all are tiny-ass females.
I have a good idea. Like, once the video is over, we can put the credits across my ass, and I can just walk across the camera.
It's light enough. She can do that. She's light-skinned. She got that. Or to show up real nice.
Or, you know what? We can have the global gangsters come in and participate and do some stuff, too.
Like a global gangsters gangbang or something?
Nah, like, we could, like, have a dick-sucking contest, right? and they could be rapping about it, and it could be like they premiere or debut into the adult industry. I mean, I know they got some fuck flicks, you know, on the black market, you know, underground and shit, but this would be their way of coming out. They're global, so they're taking over.
Well, Ghost already said he can't do that, right? Because he said he's booted.
Oh, yeah, Ghost
so I don't think Wifey.
Included. Ghost, he's
okay,
not about that.
Okay,
Ghost,
I'm
saying. Yeah, Ghost not about
that.
But he says
he could sing that hook.
Yeah. I think JoJo, he's going to go for it.
I think we got another journal writer, Chuck. I think he's over there writing that in his journal. Dear Diary, my next project should be.
Yeah. Y'all gonna say, who is that last man?
I mean, people gonna know by the way your body, by your hair. So they're like, oh, I see how that hair is at the end. That's JoJo.
I don't give a fuck no way. I ain't ashamed of nothing. I'm full-blooded African over here.
I'm going in it, ashy knees and all that.
Hey, they just crowned me chief of the Mandinko Warriors.
Whatever, nigga.
Zulu Warrior Tribe.
Whatever.
Hey,
you ain't got a fly to kick it.
Hey, Chuck, you just seen them Africa pictures. You seen me coming fresh back from the motherland. Yeah, ain't no pump faking over here.
So with that being said, I feel like we should maybe put you in the Chalk portfolio. I think you should just send us a picture so we can verify for ourselves.
Yeah, I know. You gonna see it in person. You gonna see this in person. Ain't no pictures. You gonna see me starring in the movie, the best film, the new black bestseller. I gotta put what's my man name? Put his ass out of business. The little funny nigga be rapping. What is his name with the porn nigga?
Ryan Pumper?
Yeah. I gotta put Brian Pumper ass out of business.
Oh my God.
They gonna re-nickname you Daddy Two Strokes.
Man, I'm dumb. As hell. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. The last number, 8049. You're live on the air with everybody. Safe
with home. Everybody.
Hood Environment Radio. What's up? Hello, 720, last four, 8049.
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Who this? Oh, yeah, damn, my bad.
State your name.
Why do we talk about fucking this nigga pop up? I swear, yo.
You already know who this is, though. Stop playing me.
You're on the line with Global Gangsters, which is JoJo Capone, Ghost the Great, and you have Dragon on the phone also.
Dragon? DMS Dragon?
Yeah.
Word. Big up, nigga.
All right, what's up, dog? What's going on with you?
Hey, shit, man. Yo, I fuck with your music, man.
I appreciate the love, dog, for real.
I need you back in the studio, man.
I'm in the studio right now and shit. What up? I'm going to make Chop play some of my stuff right now.
Oh, he gonna make you, child. He gonna make
D-Bone you on the low.
Nah, I didn't mean it like that. You know, she gonna blast for him and she hear some of my new stuff.
You got it like that? Oh, okay.
What's up, that man?
Okay.
Hey, Drag.
Yo.
What's up with that man?
Made my nipples hard.
He good. He chilling.
Yeah, big ups to him, too, man.
Yeah.
Dahlia, did you say your nipples were hard?
is that my buddy on the line right here?
Yes. Hold on one second, Damian. Drag, what do you want me to play?
You can play the joint. Play the joint with me and Kiss.
Got you. Coming right on up.
Dahlia, what made your nipples hard?
When Drag said, "I'ma make her."
Oh, okay, because when you said your nipples was hard, it made my kitty wet. I was excited, like, oh, okay.
I like that authority.
Y'all are crazy. Hold on, I play Street Knot with Jadakiss and Dragon.
He touched my chest, I feel my breath up. He touched my chest, I feel my breath up. He touched my chest, I feel my breath up. He touched my chest, I feel my breath up. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize.
Okay, I don't got no bodies on my brand new Maserati. I'm just sitting on the engine squeezing shotties at you boys, huh? They don't want no problem, I am fresh, I did your column. Right up on that murder column next to Gotti and them boys, huh?
Swiss, open that casket, I hopped out like what's cracking. Yo, ASAP, what's happening? Let's get these bastards.
I don't got no feeling in my body for nobody, so I probably take your hottie and just pass it to my boys, huh?
Ride around in that Bronson with that big Charles Bronson. Squeeze them till they're unconscious, then shoot the Yonkers.
I knew they wasn't ready, I pull off a Machiavelli. Now I'm aiming at your belly, watching belly with my boys, huh?
Swiss said to get focused, photo post got me open. Now we Batman and the Joker, and I'm the Joker.
Secret mileage on them birds when they be flying, they be flying. All I say is copy, copy, yeah, they're poppy and them boys.
It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize.
Yeah, riding around that hoopy in the zone at 2-3. It ain't hard to find me, I'm wherever that loop be. I be smoking trees in Belize with a mommy. I was on the block selling peas when they signed me. Roll out and spark it, work back on the market. Sour kush, haze, Ari, everything except chocolate. Yeah, I'm constantly reeing, stack whatever I'm seeing. Patiently just waiting for that Bentley SUV in. House shopping on lining, hate the fact that I'm shining. Feel the back of that nine and then try to run off with the consignment. Stomp you out in them AIs, stomp you out in them D-Browns. Do it for the hood and niggas in the P now. You know who I'm down with, what I move around with. They ain't in the building, but they got the building surrounded. All I do is weigh it, cause I ain't got time to count it. And the city is mine, ain't no fucking doubt about it.
Touch my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. It cuts my chest, I feel my Beretta bump. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize when they find me. I be smoking trees in Belize.
Wow. I love that song. That song's
so nice.
And the beat is just like, it is so crazy. JoJo's call just dropped, so I'm waiting for him to call back in. So now we still have Drag on, and
I love you, Drag.
I love you too. Love you too.
Continue. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, and now Damian's back on because the call dropped. I don't know, this switchboard be acting so fucking shady. So last night somebody asked us to bring our radio show to Shoutcast. Now, Drag, with Hood Environment on the Shoutcast, the way it'll go is it can be like a streaming 24/7. But it's just like a totally different, it's a different format. So I'll talk to you more about that. So you could be like, yes or no. And it just gives us more freedom. And a lot of people, because, you know, I don't know a lot about the studio quality stuff like that. But I know when you use a different platform, it's like the sound is like higher, the bits or something like that. So hold on, JoJo back on with his scary ass.
Yeah, I'm back on. I got cut off. No.
I mean, when you have
yeah, hello,
on,
yeah. Hey, Chop.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to your goddamn thing? All I heard was goddamn. I heard something. Bankruptcy. It's a tongue twister for me right now.
That's our bankrupt ass phone. I mean, you know, I'm on Nike's so official, and then if I was on my BlackBerry, I wouldn't have a problem. So, I mean, it's not.
Yeah,
iPhone.
Get on your fucking BlackBerry instead of that dumb ass shit you on right now.
Man, fuck y'all. I'm not hearing that. Now, JoJo, what?
Hey, but no, I fuck with the song, though. I fuck with the song. You heard me.
Yes. Okay, now what can we expect from the Fireman and JoJo? That's what I want to know.
We got some big things in the works. Like I say, I know Drag, he's staying at hitting that booth, like he got his album coming out. So I'm looking forward to hearing that and shit and that big screen. Well, we got to get that them real M's.
Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? You know, nigga about to definitely get back in that ASAP.
Right. Blast should be calling in, too. I just hung up from him. He should be calling in right now.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
If Chalk watching her airwaves, like homie say, she on her bullshit BlackBerry.
I'm on Skype now, and I'm texting you on my BlackBerry. You know what? Don't get fucked up on the air. You know what? I got a trick for your ass in about 40 minutes. Now, here is Blast. Now, I hope he better than you are, because you're about to get fucked up for real.
How
are you doing?
You hear talking shit, Blast?
Hello?
You hear talking shit? Your boy dragged to the dead ass on the phone, nigga.
Man, I just clicked in. I couldn't hear what she was saying.
And she on her bullshit phone, that's why. She on her bullshit phone. Your boy dragged to the dead ass on the phone.
Man,
yo, Big Blast,
what up with it, daddy?
Yo, Blast, what's up, dog? What's good?
What's going on, man? You already know. We still rough riding, baby.
Yeah, man, I already know what it is, man. Like, you know what I'm saying, for real, I got to hear that joint we did, dog. Word, I ain't heard since that day.
You ain't heard the shit?
Word up. You saw, I only heard it that night in the studio, my dude. I got to hear that joint.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely cracking. It's definitely cracking. You already know they love it, too.
Well, yeah,
Joe Blast. Hey, we had a little album release party. And they was playing it, and actually that was my first time hearing it since we had did it. I'm in there just, man, it took me back to when we was in the studio, we was kicking it on the reel, to the bug back memories. I'm like, man, we was getting it in so hot. Man, the song's so crazy. Wait till you hear it, Jack. I'm definitely going to send it to you, bro.
Yeah, man, I need that ASAP for real. I want to hear that, Jack.
You already know how you been feeling, though. What's good with you?
Yeah, you know, I'm just grinding, like you sometimes say. I just started my own record label and all that, Hood and Vine. But I told you about it, too, when I first was starting it 2 years ago. So I just now got this shit off the ground a little bit. And, like, it's just now starting to catch attention of a lot of people and stuff like that. So, you know, we just pushing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you already know. Say no more, bro. You know how we do it. Let's get it. You already know, it's a good environment, huh? I'm digging that already, because you know I already know what environment I come from, straight from the hood. I'm in the hood right now.
Yes, sir. That's what it be.
Riding
like, man,
past the police as we speak. They hate me. What are they doing? They got the whole corner blocked off. They tripping.
Just as long as we don't hear no more gunshots from early this week, I'll be straight.
Man, in Chicago, you know, we got random violence at any time, man. You never know when them gunshots going to crack off. You just got to be prepared, man. Stay on your 5 P's. Proper preparation, prevent poor performance, baby, and we're going to be on it.
See? His phone breaking up, and it's not even me.
I feel like the men are trying to take over tonight, Chuck. It seems like they're trying to outnumber us.
I know, right? But
I like it.
Nothing. That don't mean nothing because I'm still top bitch.
I knew you was a bad little girl, Dahlia. I knew it.
She likes being around a lot of men. She get a lot of attention. It's, you know, women love being in the presence of real, real, real men.
If y'all were some whack ass niggas or some punk niggas or some shit like that, then I would have been like, okay, I'm about to shut shit down. But it's been nothing but truth spoken on the show, so I respect it. I'm gonna let y'all slide. I'm gonna let y'all make it tonight.
You already know, baby. We gotta keep it nothing but 100, man. What up with it, G?
Respect.
See, I wish I could have just heard that. I'm riding down the street, nigga flagging me down. So my yeah, we just listened to your shit. You too hot, man. You going crazy.
See, so y'all have an album release party next weekend, correct?
Yes, yes, we do.
Not next weekend. Next week on Tuesday, on the 7th. The album drop on the 14th, but the album drop on the 14th on all digital stores. Online on all in all digital stores, but the release party is on the 7th in Chicago, CRC Studios.
And what's the first single you guys are pushing off of that?
We're pushing North of My City feature Mano, and we got a follow up Go Hard, Big Blast, Pistol Pete. And C Note, and another one we getting it, the third single.
Supposed to be the third single,
right? So when you see it, like we keep all these videos out right now because we got the Young Globals too. So the Young Globals got like two mixtapes out. Pistol Pete and his young boys, he got the Young Globals. So we've been shooting a bunch of videos for them too, so y'all can see the visuals. Actually, we got on, if you go on YouTube right now, we have Getting to the Money and Heavy on YouTube by Global Gangsters.
Now, I have another question. Damn it, what the hell? Oh, JoJo, when are you coming back to my hood? That's right.
Soon. I just was there for that CIAA, but hold up with it, my nigga.
Sure.
ASAP, soon as we get booked for some shows or whatever we got to do. Mm-hmm. Or if I'm that way, I'll be there.
Soon to be in the city near you, baby.
I think homecoming is in October, and I know a lot of clubs is going to be doing some crazy shit or whatever. Matter of fact, do you still talk to Terry?
Huh?
Do you still talk to Terry?
No, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Okay. Well, like, once y'all go ahead and get that little single together and y'all get the track, you and Drag, then I got to see who I got to talk to for some homecoming shit. Because, you know, you already know how it is in the city here. We got all these college campuses within, like, a few mile radius of each other. So it's like, when you come down here, it's like y'all got to go to Antigua, you got to go to Bennett, you got to go to UNCC, and then, you know, go up the highway to, like, UNC, Tar Heels, Duke, North Carolina State. I always tell people when they touch down here, they got to hit all the colleges because the colleges can't spend so much bread, and then if they like you, that's how you get going on the homecoming show.
Yeah. I bet you have blast, man.
You already know the city.
Right. Yeah, so I know this circuit. Yeah, I'm aware of the circuit.
Bet you are.
Talk Mommy Marketing 101.
It's like with JoJo, when we were talking and he was asking me my city and he named a friend of ours, you know what I'm saying? It just like opened up for a whole lot of other stuff. We used to go to the same club and shit like that around the same damn time. So, you know, and he got one of those familiar faces, not like one of them faces off of a trick or anything like that. You know those niggas that pay for pussy? He don't got one of them kind of faces or nothing like that.
No, you know how we do. We Chicago niggas. We don't pay for that.
I don't know, JoJo. I Googled Global Gangsters last night, and I seen some shit. I might have to share share it with you.
You say y'all some shit. What you see, baby?
Paymasters.com.
You say what?
Y'all pictures came up on Paymasters.com.
Damn. On Paymasters.
Yeah.
What the fuck is Paymasters?
Niggas that pay for pussy.
Yeah, right. Shit. Yeah, right. I know my picture ain't show up.
That'll be the day, goddammit.
You know we from the city of Don Juan. It ain't going on.
You have the mask on. Know. The same mask you're going to wear in the movie. You have the mask on.
So now we got to play 10 Toes Down, and you'll get a real view. You got to say
let her know what's really cracking. Right.
Right.
I can't even go on here.
That's what you should have told Boss Lady to send you 10 Toes Down.
You know, she didn't. And you know that helper didn't even call in. I think y'all scared her.
She's interviewing Pinky right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing a radio interview.
But she still just came on because she's scary. She's trying to keep her.
Fuck you, Tootie.
Wait, who's scary?
Miss Boss Lady.
Miss Boss Lady.
Miss Boss Lady on Twitter with two eyes. She's a sweet, innocent person. And if she keeps hanging around me, I'm going to, like, make her, like, me. You know what I mean? So, a certain look to them because, you know, she's innocent. So, these are her clients. These are her brothers. These are her people. So, she don't want them to think bad about her that, you know, she's an undercover freak that likes to get smashed from the back and she likes her hair pulled and she's on a bike. She don't want them to
think
that. Yeah.
Well, why not?
I think we all used to be sweet and innocent until we started hanging around with you.
All the good girls like it like that.
I mean, I do tend to rub off on people, but it's like, I think I'm going to come to Chicago, right? And since JoJo has already volunteered to make, to do the movie and everything like that, I think it's only fair that he writes the treatment for the opening scene.
Mm-hmm. Don't say I ain't warn you.
The opening scene.
Let me know what equipment I need to supply, and I will have it drop shipped.
You ain't got to supply nothing, because this nigga is not about to knock the ink off none of my motherfucking tattoos. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That shit ain't going down.
Hey, Blast, she got to get introduced to the dresser jumper.
Man, she don't know what's going on, do she?
Dresser jumper. Please explain this one to me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to write this one in my diary. Go ahead.
After I get through with you, you're definitely going to write in your diary. I said, nigga, jump off that dresser on that ass.
Yeah,
so what you
did, gotta...
you just jump off the dresser into the pussy? You just...
That's right.
Dive right in. Like, girl, just bring your ass right here. Let me just...
Jump in. Let me just hop on in.
Man.
Precise aim and all that. Like, you deep sea diving. Just...
Yeah, precise aim. You already know. You ain't got to aim that good once it's water falling anyway. You know, once you got it nice and wet, it just dive on it.
Okay, well, you know what? This question not even for JoJo. This is for the other one. What's your name? Blast, right?
Yeah, Blast.
What's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
What's the freakiest thing? This ain't no family show, is it?
You
couldn't ask for that type of show.
Huh?
No, it's not. It's not a family show.
I'm about to say, because I don't know if we could get into all that shit like that. I don't know. I'm a Scorpio, baby. I'm a real freak shit, so I don't know. I've done a lot of freaky shit.
Oh, hold up. Wait a minute. Name one.
Name something.
Y'all already know he said a lot of freaky shit. I think ass licking is in the top three.
Nah, baby, you just fell off the bottom of the totem pole. Nah, I ain't never licking no ass.
I mean,
you got close to it? Have you, like...
I ain't
baby. You know what I'm saying? We doing the 12 play. But that's like that, we doing the 12 play, but that's like 15, baby. I don't go that far.
Oh, why do you avoid that, though?
Yeah, we doing the 12 play, most definitely, baby. I'm from the shot, so we definitely doing the 12 play.
We got some of the guys that call it the drive-by. They do a drive-by, run, slide.
Well, guess what, y'all? Ghost is included in the 15, and you know, 15.
Yeah, that's like the 15 level, baby.
Yeah. Well, at least we know one global gangster is about that life in the 15 level.
Oh,
he
no
created
God.
Something new. The 15 level is a foreplay.
Oh, baby, that's all you know is 15? Shit, you got to count them
No,
I'm
saying
baby.
That's what you said. You said that's like level number 15.
I said that's
like
number
15.
I ain't say that was the end. I said that was like number 15. That ain't the end,
oh,
baby.
Oh, okay. I'm going to start a list. I think we need to do that. I'm going to start a list so I can make sure that I cover them all. Like, oh, okay, wait. I need 2, 4, and maybe number 8. So we're going to start a list.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, okay? And y'all can quote me, tweet this. I really don't give a fuck. I am officially challenging JoJo Capone to a fuck-off live on camera.
Man, girl, you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Oh, man. All I need to know is yes or no. What I'm getting myself into is fucking irrelevant. Answer the fucking challenge.
Chop gonna be in here doing leg squats. She gonna be stretching first. Like, wait a minute.
I just told her she gonna need a year worth of yoga fucking with me. Year worth of yoga. I'm putting Brian Pumper ass out of business.
Don't worry, Chop. I have the DVDs. I'm gonna send them to you.
Him, a man with the nines on his tattooed on him. What's his name? The talkful shit. What's his name with the guns tattooed on his side?
Ooh.
The other one, man. The other porn dude.
Be paying attention to the niggas on the pornos, man. I just be looking at.
Man, he the funniest, most out.
All I know is the nigga bald headed one, Ray Ray, who be having me crying laughing. Ray, oh shit.
No, his name ain't no damn Ray Ray, man. His name is something, man. But that's who I'm talking about. Him. What's his name though?
Fuck boy.
How y'all don't know his name?
Because
man, I make pornos. I don't watch them.
I don't look at porn. I just look at the clips of me and my ex and me just dragging their ass. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I like making porn. You don't like watching it. You like making it, baby.
Exactly.
About to make history.
I'm gonna watch one that me and JoJo make because that's gonna be a best.
Yeah, you about to make history now. Yeah, we definitely got to do it. You gonna be the new Kardashian. Oh, Ray.
and they was not even doing nothing.
On the real, they wasn't even doing shit, was they?
They wasn't. Like,
see, you on my level, baby. They ain't even getting good in none of the shit.
They wasn't. That was just, I don't know what that was.
And Ray J Baby Piping, you could quote me on this.
And what does
Sass
and JoJo do? What kind of piping y'all do?
What kind of what,
man? I ain't much for talking. I can show you better than I tell you. I don't really do a lot of talking. The only reason I'm talking because we on the radio, and that's all we can do right now. I'm all about action, baby. I'll show you better than I can tell you. Make it happen, Captain.
You need to be playing pipe game right now.
You definitely need to play pipe game, and you'll definitely understand what's going on, baby.
Well, you know, when JoJo sent it to me, I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah, definitely another pipe game.
Yeah.
Girl, you know you have a ball every time you get with me, literally. To the balls every time you get with me.
You so cute. You know what I'm gonna do for you? I'm gonna send you a video of a back shot scene so you can understand what I'm working with.
That's how you get niggas. You get them caught up in the visual, and they get caught up in the visual. See, it's a mind game. You can't think about that. You can't focus on that. I'm gonna close my eyes and shut that ass up.
Formulating strategies.
See, you don't even know. See, sex is all a mind game. All like women always talking about too many brothers and all that shit. That's because niggas be too much into it. They have too much of their feelings into it. They looking at the woman. They looking how beautiful she is, how beautiful her body is. They can't believe they fucking her or that they having sex with this woman. And then they bust off. You know what I'm saying? You got to treat it like you done had it already. You got to caress it and do everything that you normally do to a woman's body. You love a woman's body, then you're going to just know all the places to touch it and do what to do to it and just tear the back off that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, now.
So you are officially like a pussy connoisseur. Like,
shit, out of all these years of living and all these women I've been away, you better be. Yes, I am. I love the shit out of women, and I definitely am a pussy connoisseur, baby. Yes.
Okay, now, I'm trying to get a visual of what you look like, because I'm looking at the picture from y'all EPK or whatever, right? And it's a picture of four people. I already know JoJo got on, like, the orange-red coat. Now,
right.
Where are you at in the picture?
My coat is the black and gray coat that say Global Gangster. It say Blast. It got my name on it. I got on the black and gray Global Gangster coat.
And it's like you pulling the trigger.
I guess so. I actually don't know what picture you're talking about. I think so, yeah.
Y'all like in a clothing store. It's at a photo shoot. ACJ Photography.
She talking about where we had the hoods on. She colorblind. My jacket red.
Nah, she talking about your blue and orange Global Gangster jacket. It's blue and orange sleeves.
And I'm telling you, her ass is colorblind.
No.
Right.
No, it's all
what
red.
I would have got.
And then it's another one. The guy beside.
Oh, you already know. Shit, I ain't doing shit. Sitting there
doing
got
on a black one. Then there's another guy against the wall. He got his arms folded up, and he got like a little hat. Not like a fitted, but like a little boggin with a little red stripe down the middle. It's gray. And then it's another guy with the jacket on, and he got his arms crossed like he pulling the trigger.
I got my glasses.
No glasses.
Chachi.
I think that's Tino pulling the trigger. I don't know if
that's Chachi the dark is one.
Are you talking about the picture that says Rhyme or Crime?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that one. This is the one that's, like, in my email. I didn't use this one for promotion. This was, like, the first email I got, and I just paid attention to the last one I got. But they in a clothing store, though.
Right. And we got hoods on, right? Don't we got on hoods in the picture?
Two do, and the other ones don't. Two do and two
do. I didn't. Blast and me got on the hood then.
I got on my hood. Okay.
Okay, now I know a Blast was like,
"Ooh,
you got some nice pussy eating lips,
fool." Yeah, that's Blast. That's Blast. They call it Blast, a.k.a. the pucker fish.
And JoJo.
You don't get the fuck out of here, man.
JoJo had a nice face.
I'm so glad, man. You know, you like a typical woman. You know how many women tell me that every time I meet them? Like,
but you do. But don't feel bad, because JoJo got the kind of face that likes to be ridden. So y'all straight.
Yeah, okay.
That's all y'all think about her. That's all you think about her, getting your pussy ate, huh?
Like, men don't think about getting their dick sucked all the time.
I was just about to say, so you know the flip side of that coin, don't you? That's exactly what I was just about to say. You know the flip side of that coin, don't you?
But I'm a giver, so it don't matter. I don't really care about that. I like to go ahead and talk.
And I'm a receiver.
So what?
And I'm a receiver.
You're a greedy-ass dude. That's greedy.
No, it ain't greedy. Ain't nothing greedy about it, because we're going to please each other, baby. I guarantee you, when you leave me, you're going to be happier than a motherfucker.
At the same damn time.
You already know that.
Exactly.
She's on my level. 60, she's on my
69.
Level. We're going to conversate more after this. You know, me and you, you is on my level, baby. I see we seeing eye to eye over the radio.
See,
Don't let them try to deprive you either. I need you to get all your full head benefits.
Don't fall for that bullshit. That's that global gangster bullshit talk. Like, he's trying to get in your head. Fuck him, man. Don't pay attention. No.
Did you forget who y'all talking to? I'm sorry.
It's
y'all must
Chicago
have forgot who the hell I was.
And then your friend just lost his call just dropped, and he ain't going to be able to get back in because the switchboard is closed. See, we done scared that nigga off the air, y'all. He ain't done in life. Blast. He ain't about that life. I hit a spot and my call dropped. Whatever. See, they dropping off like flies. That's what we do. We make niggas hang up.
He was getting his lips ready. He was putting that glow. He was like, oh, okay, well.
So he was putting
that my lips real fast.
Hitting that LL Cool J?
Yeah, with that car mat.
He was like, I don't want to tear a pussy up when I get down there, so let me just moisturize these.
I need somebody to come to Dallas. I'm bored. I have no life.
Okay, so about that, I don't know
why are you tweeting me? Like, what?
I was so confused. I thought you was in the Bay. I'm like, oh, I could come to the Bay for a weekend.
No, I'm from the Bay.
From
the Bay.
Sorry.
It's cool.
It's too hot in Dallas, boo. Sorry.
Girl, not as hot as Vegas, I can tell you that.
Well, that's why I like San Diego. Come my way. I hope you bring your birthday in right. We'll do a real big.
Well, see, my boo's birthday is 4 days after mine, so we're going to probably do something together. He wants to have an 80s party, but I wasn't born until 1990, so that wouldn't be fair.
You know what? I am thinking about... Man, hold on. My son calling. Y'all go ahead and talk real quick.
Jazzy.
I'm here.
Do you ever come to Dallas at all or what?
It's too hot in the South.
Whatever. It's only gotten like that because I'm here now. That's why it's so hot. So wherever I go, it's going to be hot. So you just going to have to deal with that.
I just came back from Philly. I was in Philly a couple of weeks ago. And it was hot as shit out there, too. And I was over it. Like, oh, this is a bunch of bullshit. No thanks.
So what, like, made you want to sell toys? Like, what got you into the, like, toy selling industry?
Well, I think that it's kind of always been one of those risque things, you know, where it was like, I knew, like, I'm the type of chick, like, I don't care about going to the strip club. I don't care about watching porn. I don't care about seeing big booty girls. Although I don't have the desire to necessarily do a movie, I find that stuff to be very entertaining. So it was just a matter of, like, I really want to be in this industry, but I don't really want to be in the industry.
In the industry. So. Gotcha. Me too. So, like, you know,
so
like.
I was like, oh, I'm with it. I started selling toys. I started with another company, and I just got tired of working for other people, and I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do it, I might as well just do my own thing, kind of put myself out there. And I slacked off for a little bit. Like, as you know, Chuck, I kind of come in and out, so I'll tweet sometimes, and then I don't tweet for weeks or whatever.
Right.
But I've kind of just made the decision that, you know what? I'm going to get my ish together, step my game up, and just try to make
That's
it happen.
What's up. You should definitely, like, host my bachelorette party. Like, I want to get me and I guess like my bridesmaids and shit like that, like, to take a trip somewhere and just fucking go all out. Most likely it's gonna be Vegas, because I mean, why not do like a hangover girls version? You know what I'm saying? Like, to me that sounds just so fun. So we should just have like a huge ass like toy party and strippers and everything crazy.
Well, I think that would be definitely fun. A good idea. I'm with it. Just fill me in on the details. We'll have time.
Oh, it'll be some time from now. It won't be no time
okay.
soon. But
right. So I'm gonna be sliding down the pole, right?
You know what?
I saw that video of you girl licking them ice cubes, girl.
Who gonna be sliding down the pole?
You
gonna be sliding down the pole. Well, I'm gonna buy one just for you too.
At my bachelorette party.
I don't know, because according to JoJo, after coming back from Africa and shit, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna be able to do.
You gotta save some of that energy.
We gonna bring you in a wheelchair. Well, here she is.
Oh, hell no.
This was her before. Here's her
right.
Huh? Huh?
Oh, damn.
What'd you say?
I said, we're going to slide you in a wheelchair.
Ah, fuck
after
that.
You're done.
Oh, no. Nah, y'all got me fucked up. Nah. Nah, we don't do that around here.
She's going to, Chaka's going to be like, what was that bitch's name? Caviar? Off of, like, that Ray J show who broke
yeah,
that dude's dick.
I'm going to break his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, snap. He said,
see?
We don't have a like, what's that movie on White Chicks? Remember that movie, White Chicks? And he was like, once you
yeah,
go black,
once you,
gonna, you end
yeah,
up in
once
a wheelchair.
You go black, you gonna end up in a wheelchair.
He's like, what?
Y'all giving him too much credit because he's still here listening. And we stroking his ego. But it's going to be one of those friendly competitions. We're going to dap each other up. It's going to go down. And then we're going to walk away, and we're going to be cool, and we're going to get back to the business.
It's okay, Chaka. Mm-hmm. We can stroke his ego. We stroke his ego. He strokes his dick. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. The more you stroke his ego, the more he...
The more he's stroking his dick, it's all good.
Oh, yeah,
the more he strokes his ego. You know.
Yeah, I forgot. He's from the Mandingo tribe.
Right.
Right. Let me,
so he may have to have two hands around it, but he's stroking.
Look, it's been a while since I've been taking on a safari.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the lions, the tigers, and the bears and shit.
Right.
So,
I'm trying to see the wilds of Africa. I'm trying to go back to my roots.
Right, I need to see what your spear game is like.
Y'all crazy. I got a serious question for him, though. Like, JoJo, like, with all the knowledge that you have and all the networking connections that you have you ever thought about doing your own reality show?
Actually telling me she was waiting on a call back. I never got a what you call it? She was waiting on a guy to call her back, but I don't know. I never heard nothing back from it.
But you know what?
But actually, Mano got one going on, and I guess when he signed off on it, I was pitching one to him. So it'll be like a piggyback. Just whoever had the inside to doing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready. I got a pilot and everything.
But why don't you do it yourself and then, like, do it independently so people will pick it up? Because you got a nice-ass promotion team right
but I don't. Yeah, but I don't want to waste nothing and I don't want to leak nothing that somebody will try to steal the ideas. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, got you.
That's why I haven't done it on my own, just shouting and put it out.
Well, when you fuck with me, we're going to have our own little pilot. And whoever want to steal an idea can steal it. Because they're not going to be built like you. And the bitch's head game ain't going to be a felony. And she ain't going to have no voice like me. She ain't going to have no body like me. And the bitch ain't going to have no tattoos like me. And she ain't going to beat you up like me.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, that was like, that was something I was thinking about because it's like, I've heard, like, so many different rumors, so many different stories and stuff like that. But it's like, you know, there in major cities, there's always people you want to call and let them know that you're touching down so they can make sure that everything is okay. And I guess for the Chicago area, you're the
you're the person to call to make sure everything is okay. Like, how does that make you feel when your phone is ringing and people are like, yo, Joe, I'm coming. Can you make sure I'm straight? Can you hold me down?
You know, as long as if it's people that I rock with, like, that is cool. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, I've been looking to start, like, a security company, you know what I'm saying, because we gotta make sense. I just can't keep holding people down. I got bills and family to feed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't getting nothing out of just holding people down. And then they sign to these labels or whatever that got budgets. And then a lot of times, what happens, they hire security and still expect me to hold them down. So it's like, how in the hell you hired security, but you calling on me? You know what I'm saying? Y'all paid them, but y'all want me to, but you want me to hold them down. Like, that don't make no sense.
Get some ice cream.
Huh?
So,
I'm sorry. I'm talking in the background, guys.
So, like, are you color affiliated at all?
You said, is what?
Are you color affiliated at all?
No, we don't do colors, baby.
Okay. I just thought, because you never know these days. You just never know. Now,
far as the shadow, we originated game banging. So, of course, the Bloods arrived from the Blackfeet Stones in Chicago. You know, they do their history on it or whatever, but, you know, that's about that, you know, but, and that's how you got your birth of the Bloods and the Crips.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, what happened?
But in Chicago, you know, it's more of a, we organize these Vice Lords and the Fractions.
Oh, yes. Vice Lords.
We organize crime, so it's a difference. But, you know, and as long as it's not into a better benefit, I don't like speaking on gangs. Gangs is cowards to me.
Gotcha.
If you need a gang to do anything, your ass a coward. So, and that's
something
I've
been
vocal about.
I got my back thrown out by a Vice Lord once.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it every minute.
Y'all are so silly. Now, JoJo, when your album drops, who do you have besides Mano? Who else do you have features with?
Young Bird, Quick Kyle from Jagged Edge.
Ooh.
We have him. Think. There's so many records recorded. But them the only ones right now that I can think of off the top of my head. Young Bud, Quick, and Mano on this album that's coming out.
And then you're gonna drop an album. You're dropping an album every month, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna drop an album every month. So now I'm trying to pick and choose to see, because I've been working with a girl out of LA, Kim Cartel. Y'all can check her out. I got a new artist, Lil Chain from Polk County, Florida. So I'm going to either do a Young Globals album. Like, I'm going to be able to just put out everything. Pistol and all of them going to be able to do solo projects. So it'll be an album for each one of them. You know, Big Flash solo, Chachi solo, Pistol solo, C-Note solo. You know, and I can just mix it up like that.
Okay, now I have another question. Somebody just made me lose my train of thought. now when you gonna email us the song? Cause you know I am Drag's assistant, so I want to hear this damn song that ain't nobody heard since they was in the damn studio making. You gonna pique my curiosity now?
Oh, the song hot. Y'all hear it? It's hot. It's called Put You On. That's the name of it. Put You On. But and it's Blast and Drag. It was like one of Blast's solo records, and Drag jumped on it. So yeah, so y'all here. I got the email now, the number, so I'll send it to you.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, 'cause then he'll send it to me, and then He gon' this is now if I get a fucking 9 o'clock in the morning phone call about pushing that motherfucking song, we fighting. Cause I don't wake up that early in the morning on my days off.
Well, see, that's the difference from you and us. We don't never got no days off.
So
that let me know right now you can't hang with this team over there.
But see, I'm talking about from my job. When it comes to this internet shit, you see I be up all times of the night. I'm on the internet every day with my site and everything like that. And you know I gotta write a blog about y'all, and whatever videos you want me to put up on that blog that you did or dropping or whatever, all you gotta do is just give me the URL for YouTube, and then you already
know. Did I give you that already?
No, I'm talking about for that specific video that you want. I'll go get it. You just gotta tell me the name of it, and it'll be on the site, and then your music and everything like that, and.
Mm-hmm.
The song that you got with Mano, is Miss Boss Lady pushing that one too?
Yeah.
Okay, and that one is not, you don't want that to be downloadable, right?
Right.
Okay. Because, have you already started pushing that on the internet as far as like Retweetia and all of that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just get the link from her. And do it that way so the numbers account towards what she's doing for you.
Right. All you got to do is go on my timeline, and it's all on the timeline.
Oh,
you can grab it. You don't got to wait. You can just grab it from the timeline.
I can just grab it. He
didn't
catch that one.
I don't think he got that one. That one flew right by him. It's okay. We're going to give you a second.
No, it didn't.
Oh,
he got quiet.
He got something in his mouth. He can't talk with his mouth full.
You know, it's Ramadan.
Either that
fast,
or his hands
was
full because he was, you know, he put that good stroke on it.
You know, Ramadan, I had to give me something. You know, it was 8 o'clock, yet I had to get my meal. This was my first meal, so.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ramadan lasts until when?
30 days. But sometimes if you break it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it really, you know, 11th or the 13th.
Got you.
Oh, damn. If you own my team, move the egos, and everybody will get along just fine. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't a person that can deal with no egos. That shit got out the window for me. As soon as I sense it, I separate myself from that person. All that fake bougie Hollywood shit, I ain't with it.
See? I like a humble spirit.
What would you say for artists that are, like, in the game now but maybe don't have nearly as much exposure as you but definitely, like, trying to do their thing? Like, what advice would you give them with regards to making it happen for themselves?
I ain't giving them shit for free. They done made it. They got to pay me for my consultants now.
I've done
enough of that. I've been the big homie, the big brother, the cousin, the round the way boy. I was everybody. I helped everybody, and a lot of them guys don't know how to compensate. So when you hear me just slap the shit out of somebody or strip them for their jewels or something like that, it's because they didn't know how to compensate me, so I compensated myself.
That's that global gangster in you. Okay. I was waiting to see it. I saw it pop off.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I wish everybody the best of luck, but, hey, it is what it is.
I feel like a lot of the best rappers and singers don't get as much credit as they should.
They don't.
That's because a lot of them didn't get it honestly, though. A lot of these dudes be somebody's nephew or niece or something like that. You don't hear the success stories like myself. when, like, got dragged, like, you know, coming up straight up from the street and trying to just change their life around and go a positive direction and then make it. Like, DMX was, like, one of the last success stories, you know, to come out and blossom like that. Everybody else, once they get on, it's like shit on everybody and fuck the world. So
yeah.
you don't hear them guys coming back. Like, when X even brought, you know, and gave that drag that look in the movie, that was big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Drag had just put out one album, you know what I'm saying? And that, from that point, like, he locked him in. Like, he didn't just let him be one of the artists on the label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's real shit. Like, that's the shit that I would always remember. Like, you know, memorable moments in the industry.
Yeah.
Like, I never forget
like,
that.
And a lot of people my age, like, they don't even know, like, they're like, oh, Dragon, who was that? And I'm like, are you fucking serious? He is the nigga who paved the way for a lot of these niggas today. Like, you know? And, like, I was like, just Google him. And they're like, wow, you know, that nigga's impressive. I'm like, yeah, he is. Like, you don't fucking know Drag? Like, but you say you a rapper or you say you this or that? You don't know shit.
That's because these new school rappers are so much different than the music that we grew up listening to.
Yeah, they're swagger rappers instead of
vibe to. They're carbon copies. Everything is a carbon copy.
I can't do swagger rappers. I just can't. Like, if I'm listening to something, you got to be talking about some real ass shit. You know, a lot of these rappers talk about, oh, I'm making money, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, or I did this in the streets. And it's like, nigga, please. You're 16, like, come on now. You ain't been through shit. And, like, you know, like, when you listen to people like Drag and, you know, they talk about it, you can tell that they're really about that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You can tell that that's really shit that they've been through just by the emotion in their voice and just how hard they go. But
right.
This new school, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm the only 21-year-old I know that don't fuck with music today. Like, I just don't. Like, if you look at my iPod, my cell phone, everything I bump is, like, 90s or maybe early 2000s. I just don't fuck with new rap. Like, I really don't. Like, I got DMX, Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas like that. All these other people, they can't fuck with me intellectually on a mind. You know, like, I like to listen to music and be mind fucked. I like to think.
Shout out to Jack for that song, Ty Jean.
Shout out to Jack for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, for everything. For not even getting the respect that he should. Like, for half these niggas not even knowing that, you know what I'm saying, that he should be their inspiration.
Mm-hmm. But see, the thing about this game, like, it's the consistency of it. And sometimes, like, a nigga like Drag keeping it 100, he ain't going, you know, if he feel like he putting his heart, sweat, and tears in it, and if he feel like his shit ain't getting accepted the way that it is, he'll stray away from it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, without even seeing him, if he's actively doing it, like, you can understand. If a nigga like Drag on disappear, you know why. It was a reason to it. He ain't just leave. But now,
right.
As you see, when he's coming back, he started his label. He's more focused on the business side. He involved the radio station. You see what I'm saying? So it ain't like he just sat back
and sat on
his hands. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but if he don't get the interviews and things of that nature on the regular to tell people where he been or what he's doing, then they be trying to put a nigga like that on the milk carton in the XXL.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that's why you got those that gotta just stay relevant and just, you know, move with the times. But you know, you got the realists, you like us, all us we some realists. And like you say, that popcorn rap shit, we can't rock with it. So I understand them when all the guys are, you know, be on board and then they just fade away. I can understand this shit. Like, the money ain't the same no more. And it's just a monopoly. They've monopolized the game.
That's true.
Do you see yourself doing movies, JoJo?
Yep. I've done movies. We got a movie, you can look it up, called A-Rab Money. A-Rab Money the Movie. It's a pilot up.
Okay.
on YouTube. A-Rab Money the Movie. Like, I'm into everything. Film, directing, just, you know, the music, whatever. Whatever that's going to have me in a mogul position, I'm trying to get it.
Are you working on anything upcoming that has the potential to be big right now? In the movie business?
In the movie world, yes. Actually, Waka Flocka's doing a movie, and they just called me to be a part of it. So I just got to, I guess, wait till they come through here and find out, the rest of it. But, yeah, I just got that call, like, last week.
Do you have any female shirts and draws yet?
Female what?
Shirts and draws. Like the Global Gangster T-shirts and boy shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I need mine so I can take a picture on Instagram.
Right. I need. Matter of fact, I think you told me, did you tell me you was going to have some too? Or something. I think I gotta find out. I just went for the T-shirts the other day, so I want to say Monday. Yeah, Monday they should be ready. But
that's right. Know how my Instagram is like. Like Sunday, I'm about to go super in with the boy shorts and the T-shirts.
Right.
I just hope my shit don't get deleted because I'm gonna be mad.
Right. All right, with the flagging.
You know, I've been under the radar and everything like that, but I would hate to have to start my account over because I got like 9,300 followers, and I don't even like Instagram
Do they give you a warning, though?
I don't know, because, you know, Drag shit been deleted twice, and he don't post no crazy pictures.
For real?
Yep. And, you know, since Facebook brought Instagram, it's like it don't take much to piss them motherfuckers off. If they wake up and their wife ain't blow them the right way or they didn't get fucked in the ass the right way, they take it out on everybody.
So, Dre, hold on. So he didn't put up nothing that they felt was inappropriate?
Nope, the first time his page got deleted, he was doing some landscaping contest or something, and they deleted him for putting up those kind of pictures. All it was landscape pictures, like really nice pictures outside. Then when he did his second account, he put a picture up of some chick, like he had took the picture off the internet, and it wasn't showing any nudity. It was like, like, you know how you shade something out or something, or you blur it? Then his shit got deleted, and not only did it get deleted, but it blocked his IP address from his old iPhone.
And what website is this?
Instagram.
I see a lot of fuckery on Instagram that's
exactly
not bleached out or anything.
But see, the thing is, it's like, all it takes is a few people hating to flag your shit, and then you gone. He never got a,
Yeah, that's true.
And we already know I have haters, but I'm not trying to piss anybody off to where they fucking...
They gonna put flag your ass as spam?
Yeah, not as spam, but they flag it as inappropriate, because what people don't understand is when you're in the industry and you're trying to get corporate money and sponsorships and shit like that, your number count is important, because they want to look at, okay, if we give you this money, we give you all this product, how many motherfuckers is going to see it? So when I'm reaching out to them and I got all my stats and they go look at my Instagram and my fucking page ain't there, then they going to think everything else is suspect. You know what I mean? So I stay under the radar, because right now with my radio show, my shit is so popping that I need to have my liquor. I like to drink. I like to make videos of me drinking. I like to bartend. So, like right now, we get our liquor sponsor,
then we cool, because then I can come to Chicago, and I'm like, okay, JoJo, you got the club. Guess what? We got the liquor. This is how much money we going to make from the sponsor. Club is going to be happy because they're getting that exposure, and, you know, we might give them something a little bit on the back end, but we're going to walk away with the door, and we're going to walk away with the sponsorship money that they gave us because we're putting their product out there, and we got a nice reach and a big-ass following.
Right.
Then we're going to go to the next city. Because, like, matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do for you, JoJo? I'm going to, I don't got your email address, do I?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, you got it, but I'll text it to you anyway.
Yeah, because I'm going to send you the letter that I just sent to 15 liquor sponsors today. Are you familiar with, you're familiar with Rikers, right?
Yeah.
He read it, and he was just like, that's a fucking good letter. There is no reason why you shouldn't get what you want.
Right. But look, so now it's like, I'm trying to think, so you saying from trying to promote that they was going to knock your page down?
I don't know what it was about drag that's crazy. My thing is, like, for females, it's like, we can be provocative, but somebody might feel like it's too provocative and be like, okay, flag your shit. You can put something up, like a picture of a fan, like with a fat ass with just a string. They might feel like her ass is so big that you can't really tell she got some drawers on, and you could be in trouble of getting your shit suspended or whatever.
Dahlia.
What?
My booty ain't out.
It's really, it's like kind of funny right now because a lot of people who account, like they buying all these different followers and shit like that, Instagram is catching on. So sometimes when you click on people's account and you can't get to it or they say that shit been paused, it's because they shit being investigated. Like Instagram is basically like trying to stuff all the fake fuckery.
Right.
Well, I ain't got knocked off of Instagram, and I got some booty pics up.
You better be careful and be thankful, because, like, for me,
that shit, I ain't nobody though. So, I mean, I can understand for you, you know, but who the hell am I, like?
But my thing is, if you're my co-host and I'm including you in the sponsor kit, they're going to go look at you and your numbers, and if your shit isn't there. You know what I mean? Everything has to be like on one accord because you have officially branded yourself as my co-host. So people are going to start looking at you and looking at what you're doing, what you're posting, because you're affiliated with me and I'm affiliated with a lot of big names as far as my circle when it comes to business and taking shit to the next level.
Because I've got 100 and some followers on Instagram, so.
Yeah, once I go to New York, it's rap because I have meetings with the owner of allhiphop.com, then Video City TV, and, you know, I have somebody writing a treatment for a promotional video and, like, my getting sponsors because I can sew, and I would like to do a clothing line. But it's not like everybody else. I'm always going to do something different. Like, I want my own panty line because I think boy shorts are sexy for all women. Big dick.
Ooh, I have a good name if you don't have one.
What?
I'll text it to you. We don't know who could be listening.
And then I need exclusive rights to this on my site. I feel like I should be able to sell these.
Oh, most definitely, you know. JoJo gonna buy a few pairs so he can pass them out to his harem and shit.
So I guess they should be the edible kind so he could just eat them right off them.
I think that's more blast. I think that's more blast, Lane. Call him Mr. Eat 'em Up.
Blaz got cut off, and when he tried to call back in, the phone was saying something like the show.
The only way he can get in is you're gonna have to call him on three-way because at 11 o'clock the switchboard closes down, but we're in the after show right now. So the after show is like an additional hour. Only special people get to go that additional hour.
Right.
What's up, Short Bus Shouty?
Yeah.
Did you get my text, Chuck?
I got it now. I'm looking at it. Oh, yes, I like that. Most definitely.
So I'm about to text you the information, and I'm going to send you the songs, too, Chuck, in a minute.
Oh,
I'm about to get ready because, you know, I got to catch a flight in the morning.
Oh, yes. And I'm going to be hitting you up. Once you touch down tomorrow, please text me to let me know that you made it. And then also, if it's something specifically you need me to push and everything like that, most definitely let me know. And then I'm going to call the owner of Hip Hop Stardom Magazine. Hold on. Sorry, Hip Hop Stardom Magazine, so I can go ahead and work on getting y'all the next cover for, like, I want to say either, like, October, November.
Okay.
And then that'll come along with a meet and greet, and then we can do that in New York or we can do it in Chicago. It depends on where y'all at the time, and it'll be, like, for an hour. Fans come out, y'all sign autographs, photo shoots, and we do behind the scenes footage with the video guy and everything like that.
Okay.
So I got you.
All right, well, I'm on it. I'll keep you posted. I'm signing out, everybody.
Thank you for watching.
Bye.
You're so sweet.
Nice meeting you. Thank you for being a good sport and putting up with my reckless mouth.
No problem.
Bye. It was nice meeting you.
All right.
So good night. So, girls, this has been an interesting show.
Very, very interesting.
Super fun. I'm really happy that, you know, Drags popped up because this is like...
Me too.
This was a really big show. He wasn't able to pop up for the Pinky show because he had a meeting and everything like that. Because he is part of the radio show now because it's Chocolate City and Hood Environment. So,
yay.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite interesting. A lot of changes about to take place. So, like, right now, I'm working very – I did not go to bed until 3 o'clock this morning working on my sponsorship letter so I can get some sponsors, which can turn into dollars. And, you know, alcohol, blame it on the alcohol. I'm very I'm really, like, ready with vodka, but I'll take whatever I can get. And even if it's
right,
I'll, like, pretend that I like it, you know, like making a video when I tasted liquor for the first time. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
We need to play on Twitter and get me some followers, like, for real.
Yes, we do. And then I haven't even been on Instagram all day today, so.
I, like, just hit 3,000, y'all. That's not, no.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So now I feel bad because, like I said, I'm a sporadic tweeter. So I don't have any followers. Wait, I'm going to fix it. See, and I'm gonna tweet, be like, proactive. Every damn day, like, all the time. And I only got 3,000 followers. Like, come on now.
Twitter funny. Shit, I've been forever. I only got, like, 21,000. But my manager was telling me last night, she's like, but you average 50 to 60 followers a day. She's like, and when you go on other people's radio shows, you get, like, hundreds of followers. I'm like, because I shock the shit out of the fucking fans on other people's radio show because they should be, like, so different, and I'd be all the way live. I'd be turned up.
Is it because I'm ugly, guys?
No, show more ass.
Girl, no.
Nah, I'm just playing. But no, you got with Twitter, it's like when you talk a lot of shit, people follow you because they be like on Monday night, you see me with Love and Hip Hop. All night on Monday, the whole from 8 to 9, I'm going in.
I don't be watching that bullshit. Like.
But see, that bullshit is what everybody else is watching. And when you're talking.
Yeah, that's true.
They sit there and they fucking follow you and they like you. And every month. Monday, the same motherfuckers are following me to see what the hell I'm talking about.
You know who we should have come on the show? Do you watch Bad Girls Club?
I haven't seen it this season.
Okay, well, do you remember Natalie Nunn?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we follow each other on Twitter, and, like, we should have her on the show. She is hilarious. Like, she fucking cracks me up.
Oh, because one chick, I forgot her name. It was, like, the white chick who's supposed to come on the show. Her people hit me up and shit, right? The bitch hit me up, and they was like, oh, we forgot to reschedule. I talk so much shit about that bitch. Like, I didn't want you on my motherfucking show anyway. Your people asked me the fuck out of here.
I think I remember you going in on that show. I want to say I recall that.
Like, bitch, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Shelly. Her name was Shelly Hickman or Hackman or something.
Shelly? She was on Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, she was a white chick. She was a dyke. A lesbian. She wasn't a stud, but she was a lesbian. She was gay.
Shelly?
Yeah.
I don't know. I only watched, like, a few seasons, so. I don't know. I don't do too much reality TV. Because, I don't know, life is just too real enough to be watching people and their stupid-ass problems.
When can we have Pebbles the Model back on? I didn't get to tune in for that show.
Okay. No, never. No. That ain't going to happen.
Okay, I guess that one didn't pop off right.
I don't like fake people. And when I was getting my tattoo guy was telling me about a friend of his that is no longer on this earth because Pebbles referred her to some people to get ass injections and she got a infection.
Oh, I remember you saying that. We had a show about that.
Yeah, and she died like 3 weeks after she got the injections. Like, no, like, why would you send some backdoor people? That, like, I don't know why females do that. Like, if you're not going to a plastic surgeon, somebody that's certified and went to school for that, like, why would you send yourself to have a...
Like, I heard those ass injections are, like, silicone and, like concrete. Like, silicone and concrete.
That's why, shout out to my dude, because... When I be talking that silly stuff about things that I would maybe like to have enhanced or taken away, he's always like, it's not even really all that worth it. Like,
exactly. Like, I don't know. Like, after I had my baby and everything like that, like, I went through the motions. I was just like, man, you know, like, my body has changed. This is crazy. Like, but now that I've been working out and shit like that, like, I am feeling, like, a lot better. And now I'm like, I don't want breast implants. I don't want, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I'm just, he loves me, and I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'd rather work on something rather than to just go and get it surgically done. Like, it makes me feel better knowing that I'm putting this much effort into it and, like, I'm seeing results. And I just feel like I feel better. I know I'm not where I want to be, but just the fact that I'm seeing results, like, my stomach is flattening down and, you know, like, my booty's getting a better shape and whatnot. I'm losing weight, which I didn't want to do. I just wanted to tone. But at the same time, I'm not about to complain about losing weight when, you know, there's people out there wishing that they could lose weight. So, I don't know. But I really didn't want to lose weight because now my jeans are fitting kind of small. I mean, are fitting kind of loose, but I don't know. But I'm happy. I'm happy. I think everyone should just work out. If you want a bigger ass, squat.
Or... dick in the booty.
Well, like I said, I'm not that. Maybe I'm going to just have to find some right kind of liquor to get me, because that was a one-time thing I've tried since then. I'm like, nah, I'm not even tipsy enough.
I mean, all I got to say is, you know, it works.
Shit. That's, I don't know. I guess it depends, because I know a lot of white girls who get fucked in the ass, and they still ain't got no assets. So, and I know some black girls who do,
yo,
too.
Yo, speaking of which, though, like, have you ever seen a white chick that got hella ass, though, and you be really trying to figure out, like, how did that even happen? Like, have you ever seen a white chick even, like, cool, man.
Like, if you look back in the day, like, back when, you know, movies were black and white, those white girls was thick. They had really, like, cute shapes. It's only today's white girls who want to be so skinny. And I hate how, you know, like, I don't know, some of them, they're just, like, so skinny, but then they get these, like, really big boobs that just,
make
you just
like
know they're not theirs, and then it doesn't, it don't really compliment their body because they don't have no ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least look, make your boobs look real. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to get implants, get something that looks natural. I mean, isn't that really what it's about? Or do you want people to just be like, oh, you know, look at my boobs. You know, I can tell they're fake.
I think it just is a matter of opinion. Because, I mean, honestly, they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So women keep doing that because men like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are still some men that are all about it. They want for them to be twig thin with extra large breasts. That's why they do it. Just like,
but,
I mean, just like, you know, you meet big girls who are not trying to lose weight. Like, you'll never hear them say diet, but they're, like, so confident in themselves because there's niggas out there that like it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather have
out
a
there
big
that's
booty.
All about it.
I'd rather have a big booty and a flat chest than a big chest and a flat booty.
Well, I beg to differ, thank you. I'm kind of... My breasts are bigger than my ass is. I mean, I got a little bit of butt,
but your proportion, though, right? You don't look like you're about to tip over or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about.
I have 38 double D's, so I'm definitely on the larger side.
See, I had double D's when I was pregnant, and I loved every minute of it. I love
every
minute
of
it.
I think I've worn the same bra size since eighth grade.
What? OMG. My nipples just started poking out in fifth grade. That was it. I had mosquito bites.
I was always, I mean, and I was so confused because I was like, why do all the high school boys always want to walk me home? But that's what it was. You know, when you're in middle school, you're still in that teasing phase, right? People are poking fun. People are, so it was like, it was confusing to me because the older boys was all about it, but the younger boys were still teasing me because my breasts were bigger than all the other girls, you know?
See,
so,
and I was so skinny. Like, I was so skinny. I was so skinny, y'all. Like, very skinny. But I always had, like, a decent, you know, like, a decent shape. Like, my, everything complemented each other, but I was thin. You know, like, I had a little bit of curves for my shape, but it wasn't, I'm like, damn. So, you know, guys were always like, oh, yeah, Caprice, you're beautiful, but she got ass, you know? And I'd be like, well, fuck it. Now I go back, and people's like, damn, you got thick? You fucking right, and you ain't getting none. You ain't.
And then what happened to the thick girls back in the day? Now they're hella.
They're ugly. They're fat. They got 12 kids.
Because they didn't been ran through, right?
Yes, their hairline start at the back of their neck. Like, bitches just fell off, and now they're like, oh, Caprice, you've grown up. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
right.
Talk, what you over there doing, man? You been extra quiet, no sexual darts?
Nah, because I'm sitting up here hitting Manny because I need his email address because it's time for me to send him the drops because it's time for Chocolate City, it's time for Chocolate Love Volume 2 to drop. Me, him, and DJ Flizzy Flame is going to host this mixtape. It's all R&B. I got all the tracks that I need. It's about to go motherfucking down.
Yes.
when are we going to start working on the, what is it called? I guess Head Game is a felony song thing, music.
Oh, when I get to New York, because we're going to go in the studio and everything like that. And
mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm thinking, because, you know, I have so much access to all these different kind of fucking rappers and shit. So I think, like, Drag On most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I think Global Gangsters should be on it because they got a nice-ass reach, right?
Okay.
I think on the remix, I'm going to make it a reggaeton remix, and I'm going to have my friend, my manager, talk to her artist about hopping on it because he's like the Lil Wayne in the Latin community. He's a hot-ass producer and rapper. And
that's so sad.
I'm going to do it that way. And I might fuck around there and have a hit. So
like, I guess, so you're, okay, you're having Drag write your verse, or?
I don't know how to rap, so.
Like, okay, what do you want me to do? Like, do you want me to, like, am I a chorus? Am I doing a verse?
I think we're going to do the hook or something. I don't know because, like, Drag won't talk about it. He's like, that's something we got to do face-to-face because I got to learn all the aspects, you know, whether it's going to be 18 bars, 12 bars,
right.
18 bars, and all that other shit like that. And then, like, the concept because it's like, you know, he got to be like, we got to have a track, a hot-ass track, and then he can write to it, and then he can tell me what I need to do because I'm clueless to that, like, for real. I'm like,
yeah.
Ass clueless, but I have a bunch of DJs that's ready to play it, though.
Well, shit, you just need to let me know. That way I can get shit in motion here and, like, you know, that way I can be ready to travel if I need to, et cetera, et cetera.
Because it's
going to
be bananas.
It's going to be fun. Like, can you just imagine, like, us in the studio, like, what?
I'm just thinking about the footage. I really don't care. I mean, I care.
That's what I'm saying. Like, me, you, Drag.
The song is the funniest part. Like, they're like, what the fuck? Like, I'm great. Go to the studio and do the drops for my mixtape. So that's it. I'm gonna make a video out of that because that shit is gonna be fucking funny. You know what I mean?
Hilarious.
And I'm just
excited to see the video. I just want to see the commentary footage. Like, y'all just come back with mini clips of that for me, so I could.
You know we will because.
Well, y'all already know we're about to get kicked off, so y'all just need to be prepared for that because we got kicked off the last time, and next week we have to do part two where we left off, and I'm like,
oh shit.
Like, Sex and Religion, because Rikers is like, oh, it has to be a part two. It has to be a part two.
I had a really good time with Rikers. Shout out to
me
that
too.
Guy.
Love that dude.
He is so fucking sexy. I thought if I could have two husbands, I would marry him and someone else.
Aww. I'm saying all to someone else.
I think that
else.
Was a sweet thing to say.
Yeah.
I'm saying all to someone else.
Aww.
I love someone else. Like, that is just.
Jazzy loves that someone else too.
Really? That is like the apple of my eye. Like, if you check your DMs,